Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net,
going on, everybody? Air It Out Radio. What's going on? Is that your fire? I missed y'all. That motherfucker. What's going on? Anyway, I did really, really miss y'all. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Jersey, the old Tri-State. And I'm telling you, it's been a minute. I know some of y'all are going to cut me out. I know some of y'all are going to go in on me. But that's okay. I deserve that. I deserve that. Alright, so shout out to all my Air It Outers that's on the line. I'm listening. If y'all do not know, this is Air It Out Radio. We on Monday 10 to 1. Check the website out, airitoutradio.net. And like I said, 10 to 1, baby, 10 to 1. Leave me a comment on the homepage. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know if y'all came out to the event on Saturday. Let me know how that was setting up for you. All that good stuff. You want to send some tracks in or some drops, which I need, by the way. Okay, I need all new shit, by the way. You can send them to airitoutradio@gmail.com. Don't forget the ITS in front of it. Shout out to all the newbies that's on the line. I know I got some new fans since the event on Saturday. So listen, all y'all new people on the line, please be patient. If you do not know anything about Air It Out Radio, the lines are nuts. Okay, they're always nuts, regardless if I have a celebrity on or not. All right, so they're always done. So please don't hit me up on my phone and say, "Bye, I'm on the line. I've been waiting ever since such and such." Everybody's waiting. So at the end of the day, just be patient. I'll definitely get to you. If I got to go over, then I'll go over. I'll extend it. But we'll keep it moving, all right? I'm going to try to get everybody on the line. And shout out to all the people that came out, like I said, on Saturday. It was a nice, peaceful event. It was very, very nice. It was a lot of people there. It gets bigger and bigger every single time. I don't know what I'm going to do. Shout out to Dante Diesel. He said that I might need a new venue. You know, shout out to Steve. He was out there, my other video guy, and stuff like that, helping me out. Homo. So, I don't know. I might have to do something. I know it's getting crazy, but y'all just going to have to bear with me. So, you know, at the end of the day. But anyway, let me see what else. Let me update y'all with a couple new things. You know, it's been a while. It's been a while. So anyway, a lot of things have changed since last time I spoke to y'all. I'm not at Batcave anymore, which y'all do not know. And so it's no no bad feelings between us. It's just that, you know, whatever the case is, I'm not there, all right? So number two, that goes as far as Official Smack Radio as well. So I'm here now. I'm back at Air It Out Radio, which I never left, but, you know, I took some time off. The player was acting a little funky on me, and also I had to delete a lot of people. So some of y'all might get on the line, and I may not have y'all talking in here. Okay, I tried to put in new stuff as much as I could, but if it's not in there, you're going to have to send me some new stuff. Right? Plus, you know, it's kind of old anyway. So y'all want to give me fresh shit anyway. Okay? And let's see. Oh, so let's get back to why I was out for so long. Like I said, the update with the player was acting a little funky. And I have a role on the Young and the Restless. So I leave to go to LA at the end of the month. So I'm really excited about that. So, you know, I hope y'all respect that as well. All right? Let me see. Shout out to E. Burners, he was there. Shout out to Philly Swain, he came through. Poppy Go Get Him, Machete King. Let me see, Ant. Shout out to Scoop Ball, he came through. Fat Soul, NTG, AM, Philly South Seed. Hi, Jeff. Shout out to Honest Fire, she came through. Cypher, Rob, Davis. Let me see, Farfo, he was there. PB, Young Na. Rome, the kind of upper people that was there too. Wise Vega, Nyla Gold, she was the one who won, y'all, the 500. So shout out to her. She'll be on the line today. That's my guest for this evening. All right, so we're going to get all up in her business and see what's going on with her. And who else is my guest? Lee Mason. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We're going to hit the lines up. So for those that don't know, like I said, y'all newbies that's on the line right now, listen, this is how the show goes. I call your last four digits of your phone number. I come to you. You know, you speak loud and clear and all that good stuff. And, you know, we talk about the topic, talk about some bullshit, but just keep it real short and sweet. You know, if you hear me go, yeah, you rambling. You rambling, dog. Okay, so just keep it real short and sweet, and let's keep it moving, all right? Anyway, tonight's topic is, in case y'all didn't get the email, the text that I sent y'all, it's about that bad thought. What y'all think about that? You know, they saying that is this zombie shit going on, and they think that people are getting this extremely superpower strength, they're biting people's face off, they're turning into zombies and stuff. Do y'all really believe in that? That's the topic for tonight. Right, there was just another case in Louisiana, I think they said it was, and the dude bit off the dude's face. But this guy, he actually lived, so, you know, he's actually at the hospital and all that good stuff, so, thank goodness. But anyway, the other dude that did his face off, his bail was like 300K, so, you know, but they believe that he was under bath salts, you know, so. And I want to hear from anybody that's ever been on bath salts. That'd be a good one. Anyway, that's the topic for tonight. Make sure y'all keep it short and sweet. I'll call your last four digits of your phone number. I do go in a row, all right? Unless you are my guest. Other than that, we're going in a row, so don't hit me up and say fire. I mean, I don't care, okay? Stop crying. Stop bitching. Man up or bitch up, whatever the case is, all right? Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Hit me up on Facebook, Air It Out Radio, whatever the case is. All my stuff is going to my phone, so don't kill me. If y'all want to leave comments or whatever, y'all can always, like I said, tweet, text me, or y'all can Facebook me, all right? But I'm going to get most of them with the tweet and the text, all right? See, my phone is going off right now. So anyway, like I said, last four digits of your phone number, and I'm coming to you. So we're going to hit the lines up and see what is going on. I'll call your last four digits. Let me go to 3607. What's good?
Yo, 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 what's good, Fire?
What's good, what's good?
J-Maw.
J-Maw, what's going on?
What's good, yo? First
it's
night
It's been
back.
A while, right? And
yeah.
Yo.
First week back, and I'm first. Yeah, boy, you say.
You say, yeah, boy. Look, doesn't it feel like, I don't know, I feel like a virgin all over again for some reason.
Oh, I know, man. I've been on this
right?
show in a minute.
It's been a while. I feel like I'm, like, super new to the game.
That shit is crazy, yo. I'm like,
well,
I'll be calling in 15 minutes early. I'm like, no show tonight. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, it'd be my bad because I'd be forgetting to, like, you know, cut the thing off or whatever because it'll keep going and going and going if I don't stop it. People would just be sitting on the line. I'd be like, they still sitting on the line? Crazy.
I ain't find out that you was off until I looked on your Twitter and saw you was starring in Young and Reckless. Damn. You gotta tell the nigga.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't leave out until the end of the month anyway, so, you know, it ain't happening yet.
Thank you.
I know some people is mad. Some people mad at me right now. I'm going here on the line. I know it, but it's cool.
I don't even matter. You got to do you sometime, yo.
Like, they got to understand that, you know, this is what I want to do, so... You know, it'd be all right.
You holding it down for us, and you don't really have to. So it's time to you, you know?
Exactly. See, thank you for understanding. There you go. So what's going on with you? And let's get into this topic, too, after you let me know how you've been and all that stuff. Making sure.
I've been relaxing. I haven't been doing too much music or anything because I was in the hospital for a while.
Really? Why? What happened?
Well, I found out I got a blood clot. That's blocking the blood flow to my heart. So,
damn, everybody getting blood clots. What the hell is going on?
Right. So I'm just doing what the doctor said and relaxing, taking these blood thinners, hoping everything goes according to plan. You know.
Wow.
Gotta hope for the best.
I know that's right. Yeah, you're gonna be all right. Just do it like you said.
I just released my album cover for the second album. Also changed the name of the album. So.
Why you do that?
Work, but not work. Yeah, so I changed the name because you know I changed it to Underrated. So I changed it because it fit more where I'm going to. You know, I'm telling a story at the same time, giving my fans what they want. But Underrated came to me because I got so many people that doubt me, and hating on me, and all that crap. So I changed it to Underrated because I think it fit better.
All right. Well, whatever works for you. At the end of the day, you got to go with whatever works. All right, so tonight's topic is the bear soul situation. What's your opinion on that? Do you think these people are zombies or what?
This is the first time I ever heard it.
Really? Where the hell have you been? Smack for him.
No.
Where my smack at? Oh, my Lord.
I ain't lying. That's not the first time I ever heard it. My boy.
Oh, okay. I've been
on the chat line and talk to my boys. In a room and shit, and maybe one dude came in one day and was like, "Yeah, we got zombies in Texas." I thought he was joking. I know.
That's what they're saying. I don't know. You know, that's what they're saying.
I don't know, man. If there's some damn zombies out there, yo, I'm boarding up my windows right now. I ain't waiting.
Would you be able to kill your kid or something if your kid turned into a zombie, or would you just roll out and bounce and just leave them? Would you be able to, you know, really kill them or whatever the case is? I know that's, like, harsh, but...
Yo, that's a trick question, yo. I don't know.
we gotta ask everybody that, too. That's part of the gig.
That's, like, a trick question. I don't know. I don't think I can really answer that. I don't know.
If my boy trying to attack me, I ask him, join.
I probably have to leave if I couldn't kill my kid, yo.
I know, it's really hard, but, like, I don't know. I would rather see her out of her misery than walk around like that. Like, I don't know.
I'd rather be hurt that my kid turned into a zombie than be hurt that I had to kill him. So.
Yeah, that's really hard. Okay, so let me see if I got something in here of yours, because I'm telling you, shit is kind of scarce.
I will understand if you don't. It's been a minute.
Yeah, just for this week anyway. Y'all going to have to deal with a bitch. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So if y'all can send me some stuff now, some new stuff. Don't send me your whole album, please, Lord, for the love of God. Do not send me. I'm only on once a week, okay? Once a week.
For
so don't send me your whole.
That whole album, yo. Just play the whole album.
So they do, and I'll be like, yo, y'all are nuts. Y'all think I'm gonna sit here and download all this stuff? You're bugging. So, but all right. Well, give me a Facebook, Twitter.
I don't hear that.
There you go.
Give me your
Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff while I'm looking for your track.
All right, well, y'all can follow me on Twitter at JMoreMusic, GTR. my Facebook fan page, The Life of Me album. I got a new website, as I told you before, it's jmoremusic.com. What else? Reverb Nation / Jmore Music, YouTube, The Life of Me. What else? Instagram, Jmore Music, TTR.
You are Instagram too?
You know, I'm trying to keep up. I don't know, my whole team, like my whole family, Too Tight Records, they all got Instagram, so I just got one too.
Yo, my dad is on Instagram. That's bad. Like, you know I'm behind. You know I'm super behind.
I don't be looking at it for like just get up pictures and stuff. If I put up pictures,
like, I don't get it.
Promote myself at the same time, you know? Like,
yeah, he's taking pictures of his cat and all. Like, what the fuck? Like,
of
really?
Cat? Like, really?
I know, like.
Of his cat.
He bored. He ain't got nothing else to do. So listen, I got this song. I don't know if this is you or not, but this is it's Jeans. Is that you?
The who?
It says Jeans. No, that's not you. Okay, well, moving on. Okay, really? Well, there's, you know, there's more than one Jaguar, so like.
Well,
anyway, all right, so we're going to have to get you. You have to send me some stuff in. I tried to get everybody, but at least one track in
there. You had four of mine, so that means you deleted all four of them. I deleted all four.
Listen, Blog deleted some of it, too, because I haven't been on for so long, and it just was like, so,
it's all good. I'm going to be sending you some new stuff.
Send me some new stuff. But give me a Facebook, Twitter one more time. So
you'll follow me on Twitter at Jmore Music. TTR, Facebook, The Life of Me, The Life of Me album, YouTube, The Life of Me, Reverb Nation, Jmore Music, and my website, jmoremusic.com. Also, you can reach me at jmore.music.booking@gmail.com.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling up, babe. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter so everybody can find you just in case you said it too fast or whatever.
No problem. You know, you have a good night, and I'll be listening.
All right. Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all newbies is pressing 1 in case, you know, y'all don't know the whole situation, what's going on. So make sure y'all press 1, all right? We're going to go to 5-1-15. You? 5-1-15, that's you, baby.
Yes, it is. It's Poppy, go get them.
Poppy, go get them.
Come on, I'm so used to niggas playing these songs right after the end talking. I'm like, all right, well, who next?
I know, right? Listen,
but
a lot of people go,
my shit.
I got yours because you sent yours today. So, I mean, well, a couple of them was in there.
Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, it's Poppy, go get them. I was at the joint on Saturday. I hope y'all enjoyed my performance or whatever.
Hate it, mad.
Who, me?
You look like you was mad.
For what?
Oh, I don't know. You just look. You just have that little upset look all the time.
I don't know.
You're tired. I know. Look, it'd be a lot of artists out there. I know it drains people, but you know, at the end of the day,
you gotta put in your time. You know what I mean?
Put that work in.
Yeah,
all right.
You
so
never know.
Tonight's topic is about the bath salt situation. What you think
about
it?
Yeah, that's what's popping.
Huh?
Them joints popping. I got them
for
real.
They popping?
Yeah.
Where? You had them? Stop playing with me. You had them for real?
Yeah, I put them in my bath. But no, them joints really do be popping. I got a lot of white friends, though. That don't have. It's like shrooms, but like with.
So you witnessed it. Have they really been acting stupid like that?
Yeah, no, them joints.
Has any of them tried to bite you?
No, I don't know what's going
on.
That's that T1 virus right there. The government putting in them bath salts as that T-Wolf virus. I hope y'all niggas, all y'all inner city kids, all this gun violence going on out here. Yeah, all right. But when that zombie apocalypse come, y'all better be knowing how to hit niggas in the head. That's all I'm saying.
For real.
I feel safer in the city.
Have some good track shoes.
I know that's right. No, yeah, and this shit going down because it's a coincidence. I don't know.
That shit is crazy. Like, I've never. Yeah, it's nutty. It's really, really nutty. So, all right. So, what you got going on?
Well, what I got going on. Well, I mean, I'm just here and there, popping up wherever, doing open mics or whatever, but the mixtape is out. I don't know if it was out the last time you was on. It might not have been, but I've been talking about it for a couple months before you had went on sabbatical. That's a pop quiz hot shot. It's on Dat Piff right now for free, for free, for free. It won't use none of your downloads. It's a sponsored mixtape. You know what I mean? So it's free. You don't even got to log in. Pop quiz hot shot, the dubstep mixtape. Poppy, go get them. That joint doing a few numbers right now. I'm pretty blown away by what's going on with them numbers, because it's only been a month since the 9th of this month. It's only been a month, and I already got like over 100 downloads, over 3,000 views, damn near 200 streams. Like, somebody out there listening to me, so I must be doing something right. So I'm expecting a couple streams after tonight. So y'all get on that Piff and look up Pop Quiz Hot Shot, and y'all give it a listen and download it for free if you got this space on your computer. Oh, and shout out to Machete King and all the has-nots and all of them. They was there too. My nigga Kaz is on the mixtape and the Die. I didn't see her at the show, but she stay rapping, she stay supporting. So I put on the mixtape, and you can hear them, all three of them, on Guess I Got My Swagger Back. That's a track on the mixtape. It's crazy. So y'all get that and listen to.
Okay. All right. You doing some numbers, you doing things or whatever. You was at the show, so shout out to you for coming out. Appreciate that. And all that good stuff.
Taking my fried chicken money.
Your fried chicken money.
That was my wings from the Chinese store money right there, that $5.
Your wing ding money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, give them your info and all that good stuff.
You
talking about,
yeah. It's been so long, I forgot to order a thing. Yeah, so pow, smack, smack. What else? On Twitter, at Poppy Go Get Them. That's where I'll be at. That's where you always going to find me.
Yeah, because you change it so much. Lord.
Change what?
You be changing your thing
my
a
Abby,
lot.
Yeah. I change my Abby all the time, but the at name stayed the same. It's been the same since I logged on the first time. So it's at Poppy Go Get Them, PAPI, not PAPIE or Y, however you coons be spelling that shit. It's PAPI Go Get Them, EM, all one word, no underscores, no, you know what I mean, backwards threes, none of that shit. Just Poppy Go Get Them. Find me, follow me, I'll follow back. If you're trying to do some work, hop in them DMs, or if it's easier, you can just email me at you can email me at LUENTHQ@gmail.com. LU Liberty University, LUENT headquarters, HQ@gmail.com. So that's what that is.
Okay. All right. So what song are we getting into tonight? Well, you only got one song in this motherfucker.
I only got the one. That's the single. That's the first single from the mixtape. That's why I only sent you that, John, because I ain't want to flood you. First single from the mixtape, the official single anyways. Y'all heard some of the leaks before, but it's the official single. It's featuring Example. I don't know if y'all know who he is or they are. It's a white rap group from the UK. They on the hook. The dubstep joint produced by Dr. P. Shit go crazy, flow crazy. Give it a listen if you like it. Remember, that piss, pop quiz, hot shot. Get at him. Air it out radio.
Driver and trucker in the Mack truck. Now go hard in the paint, never back us down. No blood sucker nigga ever bat us down. Ask around about that new shit. That Philly has not L.U. shit. That friend's about the pot, that dude that's banging on your block. Those fly ass new kids. I've been fly, just full blown. I've been flying my way to the throne room, man. I've been hot since I knee high, and I'm dragging my boss, no Goku. You know who's the last one landing here, but I'm fly, no landing here. If you wanna get a candy stand, it's there for the air, cause that's where we're getting. Yeah, I am on one, on two, on three, on four. I don't need no more. If I see any nigga try to creep up on, he'll speak to the law through a week. You see me, whore. Swag on scenes, there's a Fiji on. Smash that board, you don't need no walls. Don't get mad, that's what you do, Kegels for. Come tour with me, sing you under my wing like an eagle's claw. Bring some friends and then we can get it in. You'll be telling them we go hard. That's me, that's us, L. You can't bust classes now in session. Niggas better catch up or catch up.
Come on, we'll catch the very last train. Light a very last flames. And we'll knock you all back and forget our name.
Shorty got it popping like a pistol, and I'm feeling trigger happy. So get at me if you're into real niggas with the business. That's impossible to miss me, cause the way I stick my dick inside these instruments, ridiculous. This is the pop quiz, baby. Hope you study for it. Call me B, it's falling in the mother niggas fucking corny. Here's the chance they jump before me, and they mad cause I'm gassed, and they swag. Smells like ass like Brian Pumpkin's laundry. Rock this show, those shots of Tron, platinum gold. I'm dropping those who try to show like diamond. No, say yaddy, yo, yaddy, yo. Got higher notes, so rave me, boss, so lofty, though. I got it popping proper, though. Make mommy holler, poppy, go. Goddamn right, I'ma get him, I'ma hit him, never miss a beat. I'ma show him that I'm blowing when I drip that heat. Then made a marshmallow, right? Crispy, miss me with that senseless beat. Show me that money, let me get this key. Show me those bunnies with the six and feet. And I make a crew to whistle like it's missing teeth. The last one standing, last of a dying breed, that is. But the fresh air that ain't needed. Air resurrection of the street MCs right here. Where right here? Yeah, right here. Liberty University, I swear. So take out your book for the seat of air. Listen to the PhDs, my nigga. We are the newest and coolest due to us doing it. This is evolutionary music we're producing. If you can't feel that, get left and fall back. It's what that smoke says will be the only ones left not laid on our back.
Air It Out Radio, that took fire. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. That's the poppy, go get them. And shout out to all the Air It Outers that's on the line. Everybody that came out on Saturday, what up, what up? You know, so the whole purpose of having that event was to basically, you know, do the promotional thing, you know what I mean? Let everybody know about the show. Shout out to Nala Gold, she won, you know, that little 500. She had a really good performance, y'all. I mean, I must say. Shout out to my DJ Sherry. Shout out to Far Away. He came out there. They were my judges. They were very, very fair. They didn't really know anybody out there, so that's why I picked them. And I knew they was going to be there the whole event. They had no choice. So anyway, shout out to everybody else that helped me. Shout out to my artist, Tim King. If y'all need any collabs or whatever, make sure y'all get at me, you know, so we can get that popping. And, we're going to get into one of Kim King's songs a little bit later throughout the show. I don't know if she's going to come on or not, but we're going to get into her. Shout out to, let's see, Miss Feisty, Rockamine, B-Boy Buddy, Impact, Mass Man, Rocky, shout out to her. Shout out to all the ladies that was in the cypher outside, all the ones that was in the cypher before the show got started. Like, it was really crazy. Shout out to Iron, Mike, Chat Sounds, Will Tessa, Dick, Mike Val, Skills, and Solo, The Void. It was too many people. I'll give my shout out as, you know, the night goes on or whatever. So, anyway, tonight's topic is about bath salts and what y'all opinion about that. You know, some people are saying that, you know, people are walking around like zombies. They got super strength. They biting people's faces off and all that good stuff. Like, really? Come on. You know, I don't know. So, I want to know what y'all opinion on that is. We got Lee Mazin coming up later. We got my girl Nyla Gold. She's going to talk about what she got going on. And, of course, they heard out of. And me, that's her fire. So anyway, put the website up, airitoutradio.net. If you want to just tune in, you want to kick back and just listen to everybody. Like, the show is very entertaining. Has a lot of different artists and a lot of people that come on and just promote. If you want to come on and promote your event or whatever you got going on for artists, websites, whatever the case is, that's cool, too. Just come on, you know, just be patient in the line. Or if you want to hit the lines up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1, please. All right? Don't sit there all that time and not press 1. All right? That's if you want to talk. But anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. All right? Let's go to 5003. What's good?
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, Fire?
What's up? Who's this?
Bricks.
Bricks from Jersey.
What it do, lady?
What it do?
Yeah. I am
you know, I'm like,
you.
Yeah, why you pissed at me? Hold
I'm
up.
About to reschedule of that show. Yeah, smack yourself.
Look, I had enough time to maneuver it to Friday, to Saturday, so, you know.
Yeah, but it's all good. I had something planned, though, but I would definitely be there for the next one. But how you been, though?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, you know, maintaining, moving things over here in Jersey, you know, trying to make things happen.
Jersey?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, tonight's topic is about this zombie situation. Like, what's your opinion on that? People biting people's faces and all that.
All thing I gotta say is just go look at Zombie Land and get your study on. That's all I'm gonna say.
Zombie Land, yeah. Get your study on.
Yeah, go look at Zombie Land. But the thing is, like, last week I heard my man, she was telling me that the guy in Florida, they was like, the reason why he wild out like that because the guy was eating bath salts. Like, it wasn't even an illegal drug or nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the drug that everybody's talking about, is the bath salts.
Yeah, they like, who the hell, how do you eat bath salts? Like, are you serious, right? Like,
do you know anybody that ever took some of it?
No, and I'm glad I don't because I wouldn't be around them.
Okay.
It's just like my man said before, my windows would be boarded up for that.
I know that's right. All right.
For real.
So, why is it so noisy back there? Y'all know how I feel about the noise. What's going on over there? What you got, a construction site?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, man. There's a lot of things,
okay,
and I'm
right.
On my way to work.
You got a good excuse. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I'm on
okay,
my
well,
way
I'll
to the money while I'm talking money.
That's right. Okay. All right. I can't be mad at it. All
you
right.
Know.
So what you got going on? Like,
I got a show. I was in New York, and I want to showcase out there that I get to perform in your city, Philly.
Okay.
You know, June 26th, I get to open up a special ed at Dowlin's Palace. You know where that's at?
No, I don't.
It's called Dowlin's or something like that, Dowlin's Palace. I'll definitely send you the info on that, because I would like for you to show up on that day.
Okay. Well, just see me posted.
Yeah, it happens at night, Tom, June 26th on a Tuesday.
Okay. You know what the thing of it is, when y'all want me to come and stuff, y'all gotta keep bugging me.
I am. It's still
yeah,
early in the
gotta,
month. I will.
Yeah, keep bugging me and be like, okay, and just hit me with the date every 5 minutes.
I got you. Definitely how you wanted to meet me, I definitely want to meet you.
There you go. Okay, boom. I'm
you
here.
Know that, and I got a show coming up this Wednesday in New York at Club Pyramid. You know, it's a little showcase that we got to get popping off, you know.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going to make that happen. And, you know, once again, I got the album out, you know, on iTunes called Addicted to My Reality with the number 2. you know, that's still going hard. You know, got the Adaptive mixtape, Classic in the Making, Volume 1. And actually, over, like, I think either Friday or Saturday, I think I sent you a track with the Brooks email.
I think you should have it.
Yeah, you should have that, definitely.
But he like, I think you should have it. Like, yeah, fire. You don't have my shit.
Yeah, like, soon as I saw you say send your email, send your tracks, I sent it that day. So ain't no excuse.
Yeah, ain't no excuse, right?
There's
if
no excuse.
If I don't got it, then you know it's my fault.
I'm going to get to a Philly when I get there.
Yeah. I don't know, that's right. I think I know you got something in here. I got no escape, yeah.
It should be a track called Guap. It's by the Brick.
Yeah, I don't got that. I don't think I got that one.
What else you got?
I got Escape. That's what I got. Yeah.
That's the only
no
thing?
No Escape. Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Definitely, you know, you can rock that again without a doubt because actually, like, in 2 weeks, I actually got a video for it. In
okay.
2 weeks, it would be a video release for this song. Definitely. But I'll definitely be hitting you up. I'll be definitely hitting you up with new tracks throughout the week until that showtime, until I touch down in Philly. So definitely check your email again, or I'll send it to you again. I'll be hitting you up.
Okay,
every
I probably didn't get to it yet, or, you know, whatever.
Well,
but just send it anyway.
Whenever you're able to, because my promoter didn't send it. I sent it personally.
Okay.
Mr. Washington usually sent it, but I did this personally.
Okay.
Yeah,
ooh.
I sent this personally.
All right.
You know.
Well, yeah, resend it just to GT. You never know.
I definitely. I'll send it to you one every week until the day, until that night of the show.
Oh, no. He's trying to do it, no.
I'm going to kill you every week with a track until I get to Philly.
Until you get that email back, then yeah, I'll be like, yeah, I got that track. Okay, cool. We good.
You better.
We good. All right,
so
give me your info, all that good stuff.
Oh, well, as I said, you can catch me on Twitter at GNG Bricks with a Z, GNG with an N, or you can check out my mixtape, one of the illest mixtapes out of Jersey, Classic in the Making, Volume 1. Trust me, you would not be disappointed. Believe that. That, you can hit me up at ReverbNation.com/Bricks with a Z, 244, fire. You need to become a fan on my Facebook.com/Bricks973. Make that happen. Yeah,
you know
I've heard that noise.
Look, I don't have a problem clicking on no like button, but y'all got to send me the link, because if you think I'm going to search for y'all, that ain't happening.
Oh, no, I'm going to send it to you.
Send me the link, and I click on it with no problem. Like,
I'm
going
to definitely send it to you. And this song that you about to play is off the Addicted to My Reality album. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's on CDBaby.com. It's called No Escape. You know, basically, it's a message to all the young youths out here. It's a message to all the young youths out here in the hood that you can escape from this poverty. Escape and, you know, just live your dream, you know, as a hip-hop artist or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let the hood keep you trapped. Don't just stay hood-minded. You got to expand, you know.
All right. There you go.
So
Air That Radio.
Condemned to the streets, we pray. But one day we'll make it. alcohol should be paid. Fit, keep your head up, hold on, hope for the future. In the ghetto we say, condemned to the streets we pray, but one day we'll make it. Alcohol should be paid. Fit, keep your head up, hold it. As I commence with the verse, another R.I.P. 20,000 to exploration, why in the streets? Blow out the candles, inspired to see another day. Escape to the dark side, red man, let the record play. He made it out, so nigga, hip hop parade. Naughty in my nature, they hate it, quick as the weather change. Projects, bitch, since those are the underground. These bars keep me king of the war, being a multi-child. Yeah, it was all a dream, and his really came true. To rule the world, all I need is the bar and two. So back the fuck up, anger with the artist fade. Born to rock this way, shell toe. With either place, grab the king, go and flow it out my radio. To be the best, basically, was my scenario. On the edge of success, just needed the push. Probably provided that, now give me the hook. No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray, but one day we'll make it. Now the hope is be patient. To keep your head up, hold on. No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray, but one day we'll make it.
Stop the hope and be patient. Just keep your head up, hold it. Air It Out Radio is that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1, all the newbies, all right? You know, if y'all want to talk to me or whatever. So at the end of the day, like I said, shout out to everybody that came out to the Air It Out Villa for the next one is July the 28th. So if you missed that, make sure you have your app there. Please come early. All right, shout-outs again. Shout out to my boy StarDraftMusic.com. Make sure y'all hit him up if y'all want to interview. All you gotta do is register, and y'all can get an interview with him. So real simple. He's not asking for nothing. All he wants you to do is register for his website, and boom, you in there. All right. So hit him up, StarDraftMusic.com. All right. Shout out to Sam Juice. He was out there giving all the artists some juice. You know, keeping y'all lips moist and everything. So make sure y'all hit them up and show them some love. That's at Sam Juice, all right, on Twitter. So, yeah, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. Let's see. Let's go to 6258.
Yo. Yo, Fire, what's up?
What's up? Who's this?
That boy, Trey Love. Infinity Records.
It's Trey who?
Yeah, it's Trey, Fire. How you doing, babe?
Oh, you... You was like, Trey Love or something. I'm like, who is that? What's going on, Trey?
Chilling, chill. I'm a little tired. We was out rocking out in New York last night. I don't get home at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
right,
all night, huh?
Yeah, you know how it is. It's the Bronx showed us love. Shout out to all the artists from the Bronx. You know, they get it in up there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And shout out to you. Congratulations on another successful event, Saturday Sneaker Villa Tour. I mean, you're doing your thing.
It was nice. It was nice. It's always nice as long as nobody gets hurt. That's like, I don't care if it's 5 people there. As long as nobody don't get hurt, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, what's up with GQ?
He chilling. Like I said, we did a show up in New York last night, Club Pompeii. I think we got a show up the Rusty Nail in Ardmore. I think that's July 13th. I got to check my calendar. Still working on the new album, First Class. That's coming real, real soon. You know, you can give y'all something different. And just doing what we do. About to buy another studio up on around on Torresdale Avenue. You know, we're trying to, you know, lock the whole city down and shit. West Philly, Southwest Philly, and up in Torresdale, up in the Frankfurt section.
Okay.
Other than that, that's about it, you know?
Okay, okay. So, tonight's topic is about the whole zombie situation in basketball. What's your opinion on that?
That shit's straight nutty, man. That shit is straight nutty. I don't want to be that high. ain't that much high in the fucking world. You know what I mean? I want to chew on somebody. I want to nibble on a chick neck and a thigh, but I don't want to eat no dude face. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that hallucinogenic shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to see shit that really ain't there anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really nutty.
But I think it's the government, you know, giving us yet something else to fuck up the inner city and the hood and all that. Because where was bath salts 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Where was bath 20 years ago? That shit was non-existent. It's something
yeah.
that they done made up in the lab and they let it loose yet again.
He said they let it loose like it's a wild animal.
Yeah.
I said, that's right.
I mean,
yeah.
come on, can you imagine being so high you want to eat somebody?
Well, from my understanding, it's supposed to make them really hot and they take all their clothes off. That's what the whole thing is. They take
right.
off all their clothes. And
it's
I guess
LSD.
You want
to. That's what LSD does. You know, other forms of LSD get people stripping and all that and shit and embalming fluid and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
That shit ain't meant for to be inside the human body. But peep this. If you ever watch the Animal Planet, like with the big cats, like the lions and the tigers, panthers, whatever, when they kill a deer or whatever, gazelle, they don't eat the face.
Yeah.
They fuck the carcass up. But even wild animals are not out there eating the face of the shit that they kill. Only human beings on this drug. No, that shit is nutty. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Crazy. Can you imagine? And then the funny part, these people are really curious, and there's other people are trying it. Like, really? Do you really want to get that crazy? I don't
yeah.
get it.
I mean, like, I look at people like this. Like, if and people can even go further back. But me, as being an 80s baby and shit, I say to anybody nowadays who's out there getting high on drugs, whether it's even weed or whatever, coke, crack, whatever. We didn't know what it was hitting for, but people in the 60s can probably say that about us, too. If we'd have watched them, we would have known. But come on, y'all know what drugs do to you. I mean, get that shit out of a 12-ounce bottle or pop a bottle of champagne or some hard liquor. Go like Fred Sampson and drink Ripple. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, that shit's nutty. I hope that shit really doesn't, you know, become too much of an epidemic, because ain't nobody going to be able to do that.
I don't think Philly is. It's not going to get too big in Philly. I mean, Philly got too many crack addicts. And
no, I'm just saying in general, like, they, you know what I'm saying?
You remember a few years ago was that new shit? Well, at that time it was the new shit. It was called Blue Ice.
No,
and they said you take
that
one. You take one hit of that, you high for like 24 hours.
Wow.
Like, who the fuck wants to be high all day long and shit?
Believe it or not, some people do.
And that was something that didn't hit big here in Philly, but it hit big in, like, Miami and California, shit like that. But,
he's
I don't know, man.
He's not sure where.
That shit crazy, man.
So,
I don't want
to
do that.
Well, I guess we got the new track in here from GQ. All
right, cool.
It's the one that you, I think the one you said, don't do one or something like that. What
yeah,
is it?
I'm All In.
Yeah,
featuring Aaron Kane. Aaron Kane was used to be signed with Michael Bivins from New Edition when he had his little label and everything. Cool dude. Shout out to Aaron Kane. Yeah, shout out to my artist Q. Yo, I got to shout out my man Machete King. I still fucks with him. I like what he do, his work, his squad. They putting in work, you know what I mean? No doubt. And shout out to you. I love you back on Aired Out Radio.
Yay! Woo!
That's still Aired Out Radio and shit, yeah.
I know. I was feeling the heat on my ass. I was feeling the heat on my ass from everybody.
Too.
A little warm.
I mean,
back
I'll
here.
I'll get into our Philly Hot Radio and up and down the line and everything, but I just want to welcome you back to your show.
Yay!
Oh, you know what I mean? This is where we know and love you at, you know? So let's rock
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Aw, thank you. All right, so we're going to rock out with GQ, right?
Yeah, GQ featuring Aaron Kane. I'm All In.
There it is.
He's a dog. This is it. better yet, think pink. Try your ropes, romance, use Cohen, sit Merlot. For that money shit, Cuban and Del Toro. Full moon, yes sir, with a green. Breathe in, breathe out, you let it steam. Water around my wrist and neck, drip from the ring. So fresh, wipe me down, I miss the clean. YSL, belt low, shot dope, Benz SL. Rim low, 10-4, what's that smell? I am so the shit, sniff, bitch, run, tell. Any and whoever, help a belt, they could ever measure. Melt under pressure, betcha. Lose your nerve, lose your shirt, bro, that's what that'll get ya. Flat, you think not, put your money up. Come try, you get fried, it's easier.
I'm all in, yeah, I'm getting paid, but yeah, I got my way. No time to switch the game, but I'm all in.
Don't need chill to me to build. Sis, Q is a G. Something like you never saw. Watch, wait and see. Slide to the beat. Stays on my P's. Dot I's, cross T's. So not the norm. Click flow, hit pros just off a charm. I am on firefighters, don't be alone. Stop when the last bottle pop gets on. Still right when wrong. So Coleone. Like breeze, slice cheese, shred provolone. Don't pee, palm trees, rocks on Patron. OT, 2-3, stays in the zone. Yeah, I am my own. Boss man, stand tall, Balzac Randolph. Hustle of the customer, call that a handoff. Straight, check it small where that came from. Get money, every player sing the same song. Twice around the block, hot, one more spin. Baby, wanna ride, why show you can. Shorty, shotgun, naughty, give it a little trim. Cue in like Flynn, boy, hot like tamale. Big buck, big trucks, you kind of Denali. Heavyweight and in this state, glitch, go Vitaly. Sniffing, think I'm slipping, pimping, tripping out Maui, yeah. Blowing out Cali, yeah. Foreign IA. Take a couple trips, get blind like Ray. Love it when the ladies love the foreign IK. Acting like she stuck off the words I say. It's the Frito-Lay shit. Must have confusing with these other dudes cool paying for that hoot shit. Something you would never do to doors where you lose me. Check squeeze these, it's the only way to juice me. Then step by two to get.
Anyway, shout out to all the Aired Outers that's on the line as well. Love y'all to death, man. I'm happy to be back. Monday, 10 to 1. You already know I got it on lock. Check the website out, aired.radio.net. Hit me up from 10 to 1. You already know. 347-677-1133. Make sure y'all press the 1 if y'all want to talk to me. Don't sit on the line and not press 1. I want to hit the back, chill, listen to the whole show. It's entertaining and it has a little this, a little that, drama, topic, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? We go in, we bullshit a lot. Okay, hit me up on Twitter, Aired.Radio as well. I got a couple other Twitters too, y'all. So make sure y'all follow them if y'all can at the end of the day. Shout out to all the Aired Outers that came out on Saturday. Listen, I got the meet and greet coming up. So for those that have never been to the meet and greet, it's nothing but food. We're going to play some space. We're going to drink. We're going to freestyle. Have a cycle going on. It's all free. Complimentary of Aired Out Radio. Let me just come by, pick it, chill, so I can get to know y'all. I ain't got to do no fucking work. Don't think I'm going to be slaving, handing y'all no sandwiches, making y'all no plates. Okay? I'm going to get y'all on damn plate. But nah, it is going to be some free food there. I'm going to come pick some stuff up.
you know, chill. I'm going to have like two rooms side to side at the end of the day. I'll let y'all know more details. I didn't get a chance to do it today and make the appointment, but I'll check my Facebook and Twitter. Y'all see it on there. So, like I said, that's a free event for y'all. Air It Out Radio. My Air It Outers, you know, to show y'all some love and show y'all what I do. You know, I gotta get a chance to know y'all. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about. That's why it's more like a knit, tight family here. That's why y'all see the support from Air It Out Radio, because it's like, be family and shit. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Please make sure y'all press the one. Please be patient, all that good stuff. We got an hour goal coming up pretty soon. And make sure y'all press the one. And my phone lock for this of your phone number, I'm talking to you. All right, keep everything short and sweet, man. You know, so we can keep it moving. I know we got like a couple more hours left. And, you know, keep moving. So, let's go to 0616. 0616. What's up? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I was about to skip your ass. Who is this?
This is Boss Man.
Boss Man? What's
up? Yeah, from Chi-Town.
Chi-Town? How's the weather out there?
Man, it's so
hot.
It's like Satan is on.
Your
on
balls
the top
are sweating.
Barbecue.
Is your boss sweating or what? No, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. He said, yeah. He's supposed to say no guy, man. All right, so, Chi-Town, what's going on? What's going on with you, man? Like, I haven't heard from you in a minute. You hustling?
We hustling.
Okay.
Yeah, we out here trying to make moves.
Trying to make
moves.
That's
what we're basically doing.
As you should, as you should. We got to get Chi-Town to call up more often, like, for real, for real. We had the UK calling up real heavy at one point in time, so good to hear from you. So anyway, tonight's topic is about that bath salt. What's your opinion about that? Have you heard about it, first of all?
Yeah, I heard about it. And I can say it's probably some white kids doing something like that, because, you know, black kids.
Hey, the one dude was black.
Like,
what you talking about? The one dude was black. He was a brother.
But his mom was white, so he's white.
You know what? He said, but his mother was white. You know what? I'm done with you. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm too busy, like, worry about that. You know, everybody trying to get in the news. Everybody trying to come famous. So everything. So you got everything in the news. Like the guy here in Chicago ate the other guy, the homeless guy's face off. So. No, none shock me nowadays with these people.
Yeah, that's true. It is kind of crazy out here, but all right. So, music-wise, what you got going on? Boss Man got going on over there.
We got a lot of music going. We released a single up on iTunes, Amazon, all them stores, whatever they are, Spotify, Zoom, Amazon MP3, iTunes, Google Play. And we got the song called Skyscraper Money, and that's the song we released last Tuesday. And we're looking like to do big things with that song, try to get like a lot of downloads and streams and everything with the Skyscraper Money by the Boss Man Cartels.
Okay. All right, so y'all making some moves out there. Have you did any collabs with anybody famous like Jermaine Dupri yet, or, you know, anybody big yet?
No. Only collaboration we did, they'll get to that point. We did it with Machete King and Philly Half Knot. We did the They Don't Want No Problem remix. And then we got a collaboration with a young lady over in Canada that we're working on right now, and a couple of collaborations with some guys in Memphis and South Carolina that we're working on now.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So you're doing some moves. That's what's up. All right, so I don't know if I have your music in here from your people.
Nope, I didn't even send no music because when I got
the gig,
I was getting
good.
Ready to go
Woo.
To work. I was going to getting ready to go to work, so I didn't send Skyscraper Money yet because I got to put it on our radio station before I send it to any station first, and I didn't even put it on our station yet.
Okay, cool. Yay! I'm one. One and what, four? All right, cool. So I'm good.
All right, so that's what's up. So give them your Facebook, Twitter, where they can reach you. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter after the show, so in case they writing it down too fast and they didn't get it all.
Okay, you can hit us up on Facebook at BossmanRadio.fm, or you can go on Twitter, and it's the same thing. It's Bossman, BAUCEMAN. It's Bossman Cartel, BAUCEMANKARTEL, or Bossman ENT, which is BAUCEMANENT, or Bossman Radio, BAUCEMANRADIO. So we got four Twitter pages. Everything is Boss Man. So if you see Boss Man with the BAGC, that's us.
Okay. All right. There it is. All right. So I appreciate you calling in. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, too, so I can retweet whatever. You know what I mean? So they can find
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and another thing I was going to ask you.
Okay.
We want to, like, collaborate with, like, the artists from Chicago and Philly to, like, do shows together. And network, if that's possible, if they want to do stuff with guys on this end of the town, we welcome.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's what I'm saying. You definitely need to hit me up on Twitter and you know, let it be known. Because they all on Twitter right now going crazy. So definitely let them know that you want to collab. And all let them know
so
about the shows that's in ATL. So, you know, they can come out there.
Okay, so I'll do it in a few minutes.
All right. Thanks, babe.
All right. All right, take care.
Air Out Radio, always trying to hook y'all motherfuckers up, alright? Make sure y'all head up the website, airoutradio.net. Y'all can hit me up 347-677-1163. I got a, like, what do you call them, block numbers on here. You know I hate them. I'm going to let it ride out for right now. I don't really know who this is. I usually kick y'all off the whole player. So I hope this is not my my guest caller, whatever the case is, so... I'm going to try to stick it in and see what's going on with that. But anyway, listen, I'm going to take another caller just so I can be nosy to see who this is because you know how bitches is. We got to be nosy and shit. Anyway, I'm going to check this non-caller out right here and see what's popping. And hopefully that's not my – oh, no, that's not her. Okay, cool. So we good, we good, we good. I actually see her number right here, so we're good. All right, so you lucky you non-published number on the All right, so anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk, please, at the end of the day. All right, hit me up on Twitter, air.radio. All right, and I got the other Twitters too, but, you know, this is the one that I'm really on right now, so pay attention to that one more. So anyway, I got my girl, Nala Gold, that's coming up next. Let me see if she here. Yes. Nala, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yay!
What's up, Maya?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, shout out to you, man. You did a real good job at the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. Congrats on your winnings.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And all you got. Yo, you put on a good performance. I ain't gonna front.
I just wanted to do something a little different.
Well, you definitely did, and the girls dancing, and, you know, it was all together. It really was.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody saw her at the Black and Nobel. She was at, you know, the Black and Nobel event, too. And she didn't do none of the stuff that she did over there. That's good.
At Black and Nobel, it was kind of spur of the moment. You know, when you see other artists going in, you get like, you know what, I want to get up there. I want to perform, too. So it was a little more spur of the moment. This one, I got to plan it out and, you know, talk to people and network with performers. And I even had my outfit made, everything. So
How long did it take your dances and everything for how y'all to get it all together? A couple weeks? Or?
And then, yeah, it took maybe 1 week. They're professional. And then I went to school with both of them. So as soon as I hit them up, like, you know, I'm trying to do something different for this RU Villa Air It Out Radio performance. You know, hook me up with something. So they came through and everything worked out well.
That's what's up. I mean, I haven't seen anybody with dances in a minute, so y'all need to step y'all game up with that. It was entertaining. Nah,
oh,
for real.
Thank you.
All right, so the whole Nala Gold situation, like, how you come across the name?
Is that your real name,
first of all? Is that your government? Is that your government?
No, that's actually not my government. My government is Stephanie
Ortiz. Don't tell me your government.
Don't tell them.
No, people know my government because I know they have other things to where they have to know my government. But, yeah, that's my government. A lot of people know me by that. But Nala Go actually came from The Lion King.
Oh, wow.
If you remember,
you know
Simba Nala. Like, as a child, I was infatuated with her character. She held the king down. She went back. She got Simba. So, you know, you need to take over. You need to, you know, come claim your throne. It sounds kind of corny, but when you really read into the movie and, you know, what the movie was about, like, Nala's character was just, I don't know, she was just phenomenal to me. So that's where I got that part from. I got the gold. At first I was like platinum, diamond. Like, what should I do? You know, Nala something. I don't know what to pick. So
right,
I picked gold because I felt like that's it. Well, royalty, like that's the jewel of royalty. You see kings and queens from way back, you know, centuries ago, they're always in gold. You know, platinum and all that other stuff is more new. But gold, that's just the jewel of royalty, ancient.
Now, I know you like a little multitasker. You rap. And I'm trying to remember, was you singing at the event, like, somewhat? Was you singing out there? No.
Oh, no, I did, like, a poem kind of thing.
Yeah, like a poem. Okay, I knew it was something that was a little different. Okay. And now you also are a radio host, too, for the ones that don't really know.
Yes, UZRadioLive.com. I do a radio show called Fix Your Focus with DJ Kurt and Untamed Chit Chat.
Shout out to Kurt, man. He came.
Yeah, shout out to Kurt.
That's my baby, yo. We talking a lot of smack to each other, so shout out to him. Like, he's hot. He's like, I ain't scared of fire.
Yeah,
because I be trying to smack him all the time. He's like, I ain't scared of you. So shout out to him. You have to deal with him every day or every whatever. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. What time does it come on?
It's from 6 to 10 every Tuesday, so, you know, make sure y'all tune in if anybody's listening.
All right. What they got to do to get on there?
It's a website. You can go to ueradiolive.com. Even if you're not tuned on 6 to 10, we have radio shows that go on all throughout the day. We play music all throughout the day. So that's ueradiolive.com. I go by Nala Go also on the radio show. And we debut and promote up-and-coming artists from all over. You know, we have people from all over the U.S., not just Philly. But we definitely reach out to Philly predominantly just to take care of home first. But
They got a studio there, too, don't they?
We have a studio there, recording studio. It's big photography. It's a whole movement. It's like Air Out Radio. I see y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all got a whole movement. You know, you put on these
things.
Everything. So I would compare it to what you're doing. Sorry, Chip. You know,
thank you.
Y'all, definitely.
So what's the next move for Nala Gold? Like, what's the next move?
I got a lot of stuff coming up. I also play lingerie football for the Philadelphia Passion.
That's not her.
Yeah, that's me.
So you like a little, for real, you got like a little chameleon. Like, you like when I first saw you on Batcave, you know, at the Black Nobel, I was like, you look all cute and innocent and all that. And then I seen you freestyle outside. I was like, what the hell? And now
I'm
in lingerie. Yeah,
my friends from high school, if you say, oh, she doing ballerina now, they be like, oh, I'm not surprised. Like, she stay doing something, she stay moving. But, you know, what I'm predominantly doing is following my music dreams. I got a manager, her name is Love. We've been working, you know, we've been getting the ball rolling, getting a lot of things.
Shout out to Love.
Yeah, shout out to Love. Yeah, she be grinding.
I know, she was up early this morning, like, fire, is it too early? I'm like, nah, you good.
She could be up early this morning, too. I was knocked out. I had to call her back. Like, damn, she keep me on my P's and Q's, though.
As she should. So that's what's up. Shout out to her. So how long have you been in the business as an artist?
In the business, I would say only a few months now. I've been writing, if that's considered a business. I've been writing for a while now. But I just started getting serious with it because I was in school. I just got my master's degree. So I was, you know, trying to focus on one thing at a time or not too many things at once. So I just graduated, and I was, like, it was hard for me to, you know, really take rap and music the way I really wanted to. But now that I'm done with school, as soon as the summer kicked off, as soon as I graduated, I said, let me really go hard. Let me really focus on what it is that I want to do. Now that I did everything I feel like I'm supposed to do. So I'm a few months into really pursuing it hardcore.
Now, being as though you do a lot of, you know, things,
All right, now, is it hard for you to, you know, find some, you know, social time for a dude? Like, what's going on with that? Like, single with somebody? We nosy. We nosy over here.
Let me see. Well, I don't really, honestly, it is a little hard. Like, now that I'm pursuing it all the way, like, you know, if a guy wants to go out, I feel guilty going out if I was supposed to be in the studio or if I didn't finish a project, I didn't finish a song. I feel like, what am I going out for, you know?
Right.
So that's how I kind of been getting lately. It's like, you go out just to satisfy the other side because you don't want to, you know, you always in the studio or you always doing this, you always at a party when I can really be just promoting myself or promoting my team or promoting something. It's just hard to really, you know, find somebody who understands.
Right. I mean, because being as though you're doing a lot of things, like, what do you look for in a guy? Because you got all these things that you got going on. Like, they got to have some crazy stuff going on to impress you because you got all these things going on.
They don't have to have crazy stuff going on, but, you know, I like them tall, talky, handsome.
So they can work at McDonald's. And
I don't know. This was a couple years ago. They could work at McDonald's. Cause I used to love Big Macs. Now they got to work at Checkers. Cause I might want to pick you every once in a while. You know.
Right. No, so you say you like them tall and what?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay. You like them taller than you. You what? 5'9".
I'm 5'9". And then
Oh my gosh! I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So I was like, damn, she's tall. So, yeah, but you got any more performances or whatever coming up?
Well, I'm going to need my manager. Friday. Yeah, I'm fire. I'm going to show love at that, you know, get my little perform on. There's another outlet that I feel like is doing big things. So we're going to do that performance with Honest Fire this weekend. Then
the
Philly
Shine?
Huh?
The Philly Shine?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right. And I have another big performance. A lot of people don't know that I'm Nigerian. I'm Nigerian-American.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
see?
I'm Nigerian.
Another one.
We're having a big cultural thing this weekend close to the airport. So my dad is asking me to perform. A lot of my family members are going to be there, and they want to see me perform. So I'll probably perform there as well. That's this weekend. I don't even know the exact location, but I'll definitely tweet it and let everybody know when I get the exact address. So I have that coming up as well. I just came from New York. I've been doing a lot of networking in New York. I'm trying to see what's going on there on the upcoming artist scene and, you know, showcase scene. So I'm just trying to move around and keep it moving. But
yeah,
everything's
been
going good. I've been with Air It Out Radio. Been able to,
yeah, New York is definitely the place to be, you know. That's a nice place to come up right there. Yeah. So, all right, so as far as the next move, you might as well just try some acting then. You might as well because you're doing everything else.
I know, right? I
get on that, love. You slipping. You heard me?
That.
I said, get on that, love. You slipping.
I know
she listening. I know she listening over there.
Listening. Don't tell her, listen. Yeah. She's going to wake me up in the morning with 10 gigs. I'm going to be like, damn, love. Let me practice this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
so what's one of the misconceptions about, you know, you that people think?
People see me and they think, well, matter of fact, I'm gonna start from the beginning. This is a misconception. When people see me in the studio, they never come up and to me and say, oh, you must be a rapper. They look at me and they say, oh, would you model for this station? Or, oh, well, what you do, sing that? And I'm like, I would love for the days for people to really know who I am and say, oh, that's not a goal, it's a rapper. You know, so people always look at me and think that I do something else.
I would have said singer. I would have said singer.
Yeah, a lot of people come up to me, like, when I say, yeah, I'm an artist, they never say, oh, you a rapper? Oh, you a singer? What you do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I'm reaching for the moment when, or the time when people notice me and say, oh, that's Nala Gucci rap. You know?
Yeah.
And another misconception is, what'd you say?
Go ahead.
Another misconception is sometimes people think I'm bougie or stuck up.
Really? I didn't think
that. Yeah, just from looking at me. But, like, when they have a conversation with me, like, or they think, or if I say I'm from North Philly, then there's the whole big misconceptions about North Philly. They're like, you from North Philly? No, you can't be from North. You from the suburbs, or are you from down south, or you not from Philly? And that kind of makes me mad, too.
Wow. I didn't get the impression that you was like on the stuck up tip. You know what I mean? I would have never talked to you. I would have been like, I ain't fucking with that. Alright, so you got anything else you want to add? Any shout outs or whatever the case is?
I want to give a shout out to everybody. I want to give a shout out to you, Fire Chick, because a lot of times with females, with other females, it's kind of hard to break those barriers and to really, you know, get down to business. But the minute I met you, you know, you were thorough. I want to give you the first shout out. Shout out to Air It Out Radio, of course, you know, for offering this platform to artists. Shout out to RUZilla. Shout out to the judges for voting for me over there with Dale. Definitely shout out to them. Yeah, shout out to my manager, Love. She hold me down. And the rest is real broad. Everybody who's on my team, everybody who wants to see me win, because from day one when I started taking this serious, it's like it's a lot of people who don't want to see you win, you know? So I just want to shout out everybody who wants to see me win. UE Radio Live, Tuesday, 6 to 10. Philadelphia Passion Lingerie Football Team. Check me out. I'm number 7 on the starting receiver. Check me out with that as well. And,
yeah, you know, when's the next gig?
We come back in 2013. Right now, we on off season. We got training.
Well, I need a ticket. I need a ticket hooked
out. I got you, Faya. I definitely got you.
Okay, cool. I'm interested in going because, you know, I've never been. I've seen it on TV and stuff like that.
Oh, you would love it. You would have a ball.
Yeah, that's what's up. I've seen the pictures. Yeah. I was like, yo, she's done their work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be mad at that.
Oh, yeah, and we went to the championship this past season, just to throw that in there. We are the only Philly team that went to the championship. And
well,
a lot of people don't know that.
What's your position?
Oh, I play receiver.
Receiver? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you probably like a beast on it.
Well, you see how tall I am. I don't play no games.
I know. Push your bitches out the way like mush.
Shout out to my whole team though. I want to reach out to them to see if, you know, if you're interested in having some of them come on the team, just to, you know, shine a different light and people to know, you know, there is a Philly women's football team.
Yeah, definitely.
And we play professionally. We play on MTV too.
Yeah, that's huge. That's real huge. So I definitely need them tickets and everything. So give them your Facebook, Twitter, where they can reach you.
My Twitter is at Nala Gold. That's NALAGOLD. My Facebook / Nala Gold 07. My Reverb Nation, ReverbNation.com / Nala Gold. YouTube.com / Nala Gold. Also, my manager, that's at Love Life Management. Well, at LoveLifeMGMT. You want to get in touch with my manager, it's probably easier to go through her, honestly. And and Air It Out Radio, check them out.
There you go, there you go. So I got like 2 tracks here. I don't know which one you want to get into first. Well, actually, which one we gonna get into? Period.
It's the same song. One of them, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to cuss on the station or if I wasn't.
Yeah, you're allowed to cuss.
Okay, well you can play the explicit version, and also just to put it out there, I got the remix coming soon with Didi Crack. We got the video coming soon for that as well. It's called Yeah, I Got It. I might be able to shoot you an email now. We could do like an exclusive leak of the remix if you can, or if it's not too late to squeeze it in there. Or so you can just have it to play it another time on the show. But
yeah,
I got it.
Play it another time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it though. I got that here.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're going to get into that. All right, go ahead and introduce the family.
All right, it's your girl, Nala Gold. My brand new single is called Yeah, I Got It. So check me out.
Yeah. It's Nala Gold. This one for my haters. I know everybody got a hater. I'm getting it.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm getting it.
shizzing, break next to all the boys. He staring down my shirt, he wanna play with mama toys. I peeped his 2 chains, so you know I had to give him noise. And the way he looking at me, gotta be a titty boy. Don't hate me, get your money up, my money up. I'm getting paid, I'm hot as shit. They throwing shade, I'm in the game. They getting played, I swear these hoes should be afraid. I guess I got the haters mad. I'm running shit, I'm super bad. The shoe stack, the swagger buck. Don't hate me, get your money up, my money up. I'm getting paid, I'm hot as shit. They throwing shade, I'm in the game. They getting played, I swear these hoes should be afraid. I'm getting it, yeah, I got it. I'm getting it, yeah, I got it. I'm getting it, I'm getting it, I'm getting it.
Wow, I'm getting it and I got it. I like that shit, yo. Shout out to Nala Gold. What's up, baby? Hit her up on Twitter at Nala Gold. All right? Air Dot Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check the website out, airdotradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk, okay? A lot of people on Twitter going crazy. They bugging on me, talking about fire. I'm on cue. Ugh, y'all know the deal. Come on, man. Stop. That's trying to choke me out. All right, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. I'm moving as fast as I can. So shout out to Nala Gold. Shout out to me. Let me get my little runs down on Twitter. You know, I gotta show y'all some love on Twitter. All right, hold on, hold on. Shout out to BTV Global. They on there. And shout out to Meat 46th Street. What up, baby? I see you. Boom Beats. Make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter. He got some beats and stuff like that. He giving them out free, y'all. Look, I know he gonna hit the Twitter up like, bitch, I did not say that. But anyway, shout out to DJ Cash Money. He's got to air it out of the little event. Mr. Austin, what up, BD? I hear you. I see you. I see you. And J-Mar, there you go. And shout out to my people in Jersey, New Music, NG. Make sure y'all hit them up on Twitter. Shout out to Cypher. Shadow, what up, baby? I see you, I see you. Let's see, the Die. Let's see, Machete King, Headbutt. And that's Poppy Go Get 'em in case y'all don't know. And Nate Nizzle, with the bell, with the bell. Billy R&B King. And let's see. All right. And S-Stop for Life. That's all for now. Shout out to Get Your Weight Up. I'm going to be doing some things with them pretty soon. And shout out to Remedy, the franchise. What up, baby? I listened to the track. Nice. All right, and also, let me see, Birth of a Star, Neef Bars, what up, baby? So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, a little bit later. I got Lee Mason coming up. We're going to get all up in her business, see what's going on with her. You know, it's going to be our first time on Air Dot Radio as well. Shout out to all the newbies that's tuning in. And in case you do not know, your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm calling you out to speak. Try to make sure your lines is clear in the background so we can have a good, you know, clearance on you and we can hear you real good, all right? So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Like I said, last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Let's go to 4578.
You? What's up, Fire?
What's up? What's up? Who this?
This Young Nah.
Nah! What's
up? Nah, much. I'm chilling. What's up with you?
Ain't shit. No. Thank you for coming out.
No problem, man. I had a good time.
Yeah. You was a little slow with the giveaways, man. Like, you supposed to... And, yo, shout out to Nala Gold, too. She won, like, some Friday joints, too. Like, you know, she don't eat good over there in Ceylon Avenue. But, yeah. So, shout out to you for coming out. I appreciate that. You always supporting. That's what's up.
Yeah, it was definitely fun, man. I'm not missing the Cypress, man. Like, I ain't get the chance to network like I wanted to, man. I'm telling you, man, I ain't getting no sleep, man. I was up for 28 hours straight, so I ain't get a chance to network. I wanted to be in the Cypress. I was slipping, man.
I know. Listen, I felt so bad because my camera people, some of them had to leave early, and it was just a mess. But normally I have like 4 or 5 camera people out there to control everything and get everything. So, you know, they were ciphering outside, and I couldn't get it. I was pissed. But it's 12. Some people
it's
got it with their phone.
My man GF, he run grindharder.com. He actually filmed it. Know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's my man. And, oh, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm actually one of the newest members of Grind Hard Radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
y'all got, like, 50 people over there.
Yeah, man, I'm messing with them boys, man. Those are my dudes. They're good people.
Nah, those is my people over there. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio. They came out in the beginning, like, right after me. And, you know, they used to come on the show and stuff like that. They're good people. So, shout out to them over there. But that's good. So, now you're going to be a radio host.
Yeah, man.
All right.
No, I'm trying to do it all, man. Like, I'm working hard, man. Like, I'm telling you, Fire, I'm about to get them a classic CD. Like, I don't know if you really got a chance to really hear any of my music, but, like, I'm not a gangster rapper. I'm not a conscious rapper. I probably consider myself, like, a realist. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to go for what I know. I'm about giving them good music. I ain't really trying to teach nobody. If you get a lesson from it, then that's cool. Cause I'm gonna give y'all something, but I'm not out to teach y'all or preach to y'all. I'm trying to give y'all good music. Like the CD called Rock With Me is gonna be crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, all right, that's good. As long as you're doing something different, that's all that matters. You know,
definitely.
Same shit just doesn't work all the time. But that's
definitely
what's up. Making a move. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man.
But you know what? The meet and greet is more of the place where y'all can chill and get the network and get to really just chill with people. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of hard when you're doing the performances and you're trying to concentrate. Like, yo, I'm going to try to rock it out better than him. And, you know, like, it's competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you want your shit. So, yeah.
To the meet and greet, man. There's a lot of people there that I want to link up with. I mean, there's a bunch of good artists. And I respect good artists, good rappers, like, because it's rare. Know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I definitely want to link up with a couple people.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be free food there, too. Y'all can always bring some shit, too, at the end of the day. You know, y'all greedy niggas.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right. So, tonight's topic, I forgot to ask Nala about it, but it's cool, though. Tonight's topic is about the dance floor. So, what's your opinion about that?
Like, yo,
did you hear anything about it, sir?
Okay. I have. It threw me off. Like, damn, like, things have really go to the extreme to get high nowadays. That's probably one of the worst things I heard in a minute. Like, damn, like, is y'all really, because it's like, you really doing this to yourself. Like, you really destroying yourself. And it's like, nah, man, like, on top of that, you're putting other people in harm's way. So it's like, if you decide that you want to do bad stuff, I'm not going to be upset if the cops decide to shoot you or something, because you putting your life in danger and everybody else around you. And I got a daughter, so you come anywhere near her, and you done took some bad stuff, I'm going to take your head off myself.
Yeah. They said they had to shoot that dude like, what, 4 or 5 times? Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
See, but now
4 or 5 times.
Like, People take that wrong, because a lot of times, like, even when dudes get drunk and they get out of control, you got to shoot them a couple times before they drop, because, you know what I mean, sometimes, a lot of times, getting shot is a conscious thing before you drop. Like, you could be shot and not even know it. Like, so, he, like, when they were shooting him, he probably didn't realize he was being shot, or it just didn't register until the blood started losing and his body dropped, like, because it's still a conscious thing. You feel me?
Right. Exactly. I mean, and then you got that jump. So, he probably wasn't even feeling it like that anyway. So, yeah, hot mess. All right,
yeah,
so, what else you got going on, like, show-wise? You got any other shows?
I might be performing at Finnegan's Wake this month with Check Rock Radio Live. They got a little thing going on. I might do that, What else? I'm gonna be out Delaware tomorrow. I got a radio interview out there. I'm gonna be hosting Grind Hard Radio tomorrow night too. Like,
y'all gotta start sending me the taxes for that. I'll be telling him to send me the taxes so I can call in. I'll be forgetting.
I got you.
Send me the taxes. Yeah, there you go.
I send them to you. Like, now, I mean, like, I'm like, right now, I'm just doing a lot of promotion. Like, I got these posters printed up for my CD, Rock With Me, produced by Diesel on the track. That's the guy that was with me, that performed with me. That's my producer. Okay. He's a problem. I love that boy like a brother, man. I'm just working hard, man. Hard at work. Like, I'm going to try to finish this joint up in, like, the next 2 weeks so I can get it out there. And, I mean, right now, the only place I know about the CD being sold for sure is iTunes. And there's a record store on Germantown in Somerset. I know they're selling it there. And I actually talked to the guy from Black and Nobel, and he was interested in it, too. So, like, I might be making a couple moves and just getting everything in order. Do you have any of my music, though?
I do believe that I do. I think I do. I think I have one track of yours, and that's it. So you're lucky.
What you got?
One track. I think I got two original.
Two original? Alright.
That's cool.
Yeah,
well,
that's
you
cool.
Don't got no choice. Like, we...
two original, that's the first single. That's the first single, so that's cool.
Okay, cool. Well, just send me some more stuff in so we can update everything and it'll be fresh for next week.
Yeah, definitely. I just sent you a track, like, when you first got on air, because you were telling people to send stuff, and that's why I just sent you something else. Like,
okay, cool.
Yeah, man, like, and everybody, y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Youngnah267, that's YOUNGNAH267. Hit me up on Reverb Nation, Youngnah, YOUNGNAH, Facebook, Youngnah. Everything, man, y'all can Google me, y'all can go see my videos, super good with my man Killer, my brother Diesel. I mean, everything, I'm everywhere.
Alright,
here it is, Youngnah. Uh-huh, Youngnah, Diesel on the track, A1 Famous Collab,
swag right
here. Yeah, nigga, one yourself, will you catch two?
My swag is too original for them haters to mimic. Yo, these copycats whack, that's real, there's no subliminal. No ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like this clap, my sound is too original. What now, my sound is too original. What now, my sound is too original. No ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like this clap, my sound is too original.
I'm so one of a kind, limited edition. They plotting to get me banned, that hate a nigga petition. You to listen, you can learn that they playing Simon Says when I spit it. Whole gimmick is mimic, a lame reign of terror. These frauds cry in my mirror. Who the mother guy? Don't need low, nah, and with Zara. Invite me to the game by hating because I'm winning. I ain't got a really ball. These scramblers just a scrimmage. Plus, I kill her with swag and plus a lyrical dominance. Real niggas is obvious and I a deep conglomerate. I promise it. MC in my hands couldn't touch it. The sucker could make it here in 3 hours and wouldn't rush it. I crush it. Niggas can't tell me nothing like I'm deaf. Load the mic up and give it to any rapper that's next. That they never expect. All the ways I put this switch to style make them rap with me now. So damn original.
My swag is too original for them haters to mimic. Yo, these copycats whack. That's real. Look, no subliminal. Go ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like them clap. My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. Go ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine.
Original, smooth as Mike Criminal.
Yeah.
My wordplay be spinning a rotisserie. Niggas that die for my legal high. I'm a dissonant. The chorus kinda hooky, but it's cool. I'm like a principal.
You get it, yo?
Yet dudes ever repeated just like a parrot. They figure I'm unknown, so don't claim it for their own. Money's the smooth swag, and the diesel beat the bump. With this young nine charm, I'm a brand you can trust, nigga. What? From a little bit too far, you know where you are. Run around with the flows and jack in the bar. It took everything I had not to get in my bag. Don't give a damn if you mad, stop jocking the swag. Expect a certain kind of fly when you rockin' with nine. And I deliver bars flowing like a river. How long did you dudes figure I would let this thing last? I'm here to put it all in the past. And you mad,
my swag is too original. But them haters, the mimic, yo, these copycats whack. That's real, look, no subliminal. Go ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like them clap. My sound is too original. What now, my sound is too original. What now, my sound is too original. Go ahead, young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like them clap. My sound is too original.
Yeah, young nah, I'm too original for them. My nigga D, too original for him, yeah. My whole team, too original for him. What is A1 Famous Rock with me?
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all still send word, man. Shout out to CB, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to Nyla Gold, who she just came through. Saifa, what up? He's going crazy with my promo. I love it. Shout out to Scarfo, too. He's going crazy with the promo. Bricks, Young Nah, Boss Man from ATL. What up, what up, what up? Poppy, go get him. Machete King. I don't know if he's still on the line or not. I don't know. Look, I done got messed up. I don't know everybody's number by heart or nothing. So I'm slipping. I know. I got to get back together. All right. So shout out to everybody that came out to the Air It Out Villa event. In case y'all didn't get me the first time, the next one is July the 28th. And that's going to be on Broad Street over here. So make sure y'all stay tuned in for the more details. It's going to be the same thing, 500. You know, come with y'all A game on. Make sure y'all come early. Don't try to come near 3, 4 o'clock thinking y'all going to get it. It's not going to happen. Like, y'all should already know. All right, so anyway, come there early. At least register and then roll out. It's cool. Register, roll out, come back, you know, do whatever you got to do and then come back, you know. But you got to register early at the end of the day. So some niggas be there like 12 o'clock. Shout out to Benji Jones. He got the studio popping over there in West Philly. Shout out to him. Shout out to Philly Swain. He came by. It was a whole bunch of heads. I can't even get to it. Shout out to Fridays on City Line Avenue. They have a karaoke night on Thursday night, which I'll be hosting once a month. I didn't host it this month because I had a lot of stuff going on. But probably I'll work something out for the following month and work that out with them. So y'all should come out. The karaoke night on Thursday nights is nuts out there. I mean, it'd be packed, like Air It Out packed. All right, it'd be in lines like crazy over there. Shout out to Star Draft Music. Make sure y'all hit them up too. Y'all want some extra interviews? Y'all gotta go register on his website if you wanted to get that. Shout out to Louis Toledo. We got a club 1800 popping over there. I'll have some more details on that. We got some things coming up. Let me see who else I got going on. All right, as I go on, I'll tell you more about it. But tonight's topic is about the bail soul situation, right? Got another dude from Louisiana, you know, who bit somebody's face off. So what y'all think about that? You know, crazy out here. Like, when I first heard that shit, I thought I was dreaming and shit. I'm going to keep it real. I was like, what the fuck? Nah, you watch the TV and you see somebody wake up from some crazy-ass shit that's going on. That's how I feel like when I watched it on the news. It was nutty. Anyway, shout out to all the Air It Outers on the line. Hit me up on Air It Out Radio on Twitter and Facebook. All right? We'll hit the lines up again and see what's popping. All right, let me see. The 0848. Yep. What's going on? Who's this?
Saifa.
Why are you talking all slow, man? Get it together. What you doing?
I'm high as a giraffe's ass right now.
Oh,
I just got
God.
Finished blowing a face shoot.
A what?
Waiting online.
Yeah. Y'all doing all these little slangs and shit. And I don't smoke weed, man. Alright, so what's going on with you?
Oh, man.
First of all, thank you. Thank you for the promo. And you actually won second place. So shout out to you.
Oh, thank you. Shout out to Nala.
Nala Gold.
Nala, yeah, she definitely did her thing. I mean, shout out to NTG, Natalie. Shout out to Meek 46th Street. I see you, baby. I mean, shout out to everybody that came through. Iron Mike. I mean, Neef Bars. Shout out to Coach K. Shout out to the Villa for having us. I mean, they ain't evictus out there like I thought they was.
Nah, they usually let me do my thing, yo. For real, they don't fuck with me. They good. They know what it is. They know it's all peaceful, so they don't really bother me.
That's good money.
Yeah, that's good
Shout
money.
Shout out to Fire Chick for thought. Yo,
Woo!
Fire Chick been doing things since I met her. World Talk, Air It Out Radio. We doing
Air It Out Radio.
You know what
I mean?
Niggas don't know. It's Team Air It Out over here. Y'all better realize Team Air It Out.
You better know. Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate the love, though. All right, so tonight's topic is, I got to hit you with the topic, and then you can get into your promo and stuff. The bath salt situation, all right? What's your opinion on that?
I love bath salt. Make my skin nice and soft. I mean, make my skin nice and soft, smell good. You know what I mean? It's nice for the ladies. You know what I mean? Y'all want to soak your guts all up in there and anything. What you, I mean, what you mean? What you want to know about the bath
talk? The bath talk.
I'm just saying.
Okay, people are actually taking this getting high off of it. And that's the crazy part. You can sit in there with the bath salt, but you can't take it, you know.
What they doing with it? They snorting it? They shooting it up? What are they doing with it?
I think they're doing like a combination of shit. So,
they
you know, all I know is, they doing all kind of shit with it.
I don't know, Team Loud, Team Marijuana, Team Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about that. I heard they was eating people, like, they
yes.
really eating people?
Yes.
Wow.
Eating people.
So they showing on people, like, they steak sandwiches, like, cheese steaks. And,
you know what? I'm about to post a picture that, you know, I just recently got off of, you know, the net, so y'all can see what I'm talking about. So y'all
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I've been watching
it
on, like, the net, like, I mean, Facebook or whatever, or, like, somebody will post a link or something like that, the news or whatever. I like to stay up on current events. I know about it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, you can't, they used to sniff glue. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do it, but they used to sniff glue.
They probably do.
This glitter and stuff like that. Like, I mean, it's not a surprise. Like, hey, anything is a high, but damn, you smoking or taking something that's making you eat people. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's out of pocket, like loose change, for real.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what's going down. So at the end of the day, stay away from that shit, y'all. Stay away from it. All right,
so
what you got going on music wise?
Well, you know, everybody can't go. The mixtape is coming out. I'm trying to make that joint drop by late July. It's free for download on Hawkshare. I mean, Hawkshare.com/Cypher. You can catch me on Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation/Cypher. Cypha. I got a couple shows coming up. I got a show on the 21st. You know, I'm going to hit the joint on the 28th. You know, I'm coming there.
Okay.
I knocked out the Sneaker Village joint. Shout out to everybody that came out and made that do what it do at the Villa 52nd.
Yeah, we might have to block you because you went at the Black and Nobel, and you went at this one. Like, yeah.
Team winning over here. Like, we winning over here. Like, there's no losing. There's no ties or nothing like that. Like, we straight winning. That's all it's about.
Exactly.
I'm coming down there to shut it down. That's every show from here on out.
Okay.
Every show.
You gonna say,
but
y'all hear him,
that,
right? Y'all hear him, right? Bragging over there. Okay, besides that, what's going on?
Other than that, I'm supposed to be shooting a movie.
What?
My man, Joe the Boss hit me up. Like last week or whatever, told me to shout out to Joe the Boss. You know what I mean? He's a comedian from Philly. You know what I mean, up and coming comedian, funny dude. He got me in a part in this movie that's supposed to be coming up. I can't tell you too much about it, but I'm supposed to be doing that. They got me on the soundtrack of that. The DVD, I mean, the Heavy Hitters DVD joint that's supposed to be coming out. I'm supposed to be on that. Yeah, I mean, I got a couple radio interviews coming up. Yeah, I mean, just watch me, baby. Yeah, I mean, I'm moving. You gotta watch me.
Okay. All right. So, what track we getting into tonight? I know. I think I got a track in here. I got a couple tracks in because you sent yours in kind of late, not late, but on time, somewhat. You're good. So, I think I got. Yeah, I got a couple of yours. Greedy, Weight Watchers.
Let's get into Everybody Can't Go.
Everybody can't go.
The title of the mixtape. Everybody Can't Go. Yeah. Let's get into that. Let me introduce that for y'all.
First give me your Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Hit me up on Facebook, y'all. That's facebook.com/6cypher. S I C K P S I. I'm sorry. I'm S-I-C-K, S-C-I, yeah, smack me, please. Facebook.com, S-I-C-K-S-C-I-P-H-A. Hit me up on Twitter, at Cypher underscore 215, S-C-I-P-H-A. Just Google Cypher, S-C-I-P-H-A, anything should pop up. Follow me on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, I mean, hit me up on YouTube, I mean... yeah, YouTube at youtube.com/6cypher, S-I-C-K-S-C-I-P-H-A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Basically it.
You know this is only like 2 minutes long or whatever. Just want to let you know.
Oh, the song?
Yeah.
Aaron, yeah, like, I don't give
okay,
a shit.
Okay,
all right. Let's get into Everybody Can't Go. This is Everybody Can't Go. Off the Everybody Can't Go mixtape. You know what I mean? Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Fire Check.
Ooh.
Exclusive shit. Let's go.
Once upon a time, there was a guy named Cypher. Chose to pick the mic up just to change his life up. Body slammed beats like his name was Rowdy Piper. Everybody liked him, it only got him hyper. You know the story, listen to the track. Everything he did, he wrote it down on a rap. Trying to get a job, and he still solving that.
Here we go.
Roger that. Never got the job. Cypher got stuck before he realized that his life was a mess. Struggled to survive, couldn't catch a break. Self-esteem was low, couldn't get a date. Until one day, Cypher was chilling at the spot. Thought to himself that this shit had to stop. Scrambled up some money, grabbed a little. That's when he decided he was going to sell. Package after package, soon he got his weight up. Serving up the fiends, started making paper. Always on the lookout for the cops and the haters. He was in too deep, that shit was getting major. He caught the vapors, so he made a plan. A couple hours later, he was talking to this man. He said he wanted out into a better life. Car, crib, couple kids, and the wife. Took the money he saved and started to invest. In the studio, he was trying to do his best. Everything was great, he knew that he was blessed. With the gift to spit like Slim from his chest. He continued on, started to get a buzz. Until the break of dawn, he made it do what it does. At the show, people were showing love. Like cheers, sometimes you wanna go. Every song, people would sing along. People would steady dance, they clapping, carrying on. So we made a plan, this is what for the people. The unheard, when the opportunity was equal. Finally, some executive heard his purse. Words so hot, they checked in his church. Flow so sick that he should've had a nurse. He made a couple calls and he went out on the search. Back at the lab, Cypher got a call. On the other side was a guy named Paul. Paul told Cypher what he heard at the mall. Power 99 got a call from Jamal. Jamal said that he was looking for an artist. Rapper so silly that was fitting kind of flawless. Said his name was Cypher, but the station couldn't call it. So Jamal was mentally retarded. Anyway, Power 99 put the word out on the street. Cypher called the station for a deal that was sweet. Now Cypher's on his feet. Make the kind of music, make you hit it on repeat. Making lots of money, you know that he was happy. Looking back in his past, his life was kind of crappy. More of the story is you gotta taste your dream. Cause everything is not what it seems, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Air It Out Radio is at Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers that's tuning in. Yo, if y'all want to send me some beats, you know I'm a little slow right now. I'm a little weak with my beats right now because I got to load some up. Anyway, y'all can send me some beats and some drops, you know, with Air It Out Radio in there at airitoutradio@gmail.com. So when y'all in y'all studio, send me some shit, okay? I don't want to hear that shit. So when I see y'all saying, I'm in the studio, I'm in the booth, I'm going to just hit y'all up and be like, don't forget to give me my drop or whatever, whatever. That's the best time to get y'all on shit. So anyway, that's it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. If you forget, go to my page on Twitter or Facebook, and you'll see it right there. So, and I'll post it and all that good stuff. Shout out to Fridays. Shout out to Sam Juice. Shout out to Villa. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that came through on Saturday. Meet and greet is coming up soon. We have that going on, free food, all that stuff. Y'all can bring some stuff if y'all choose to, which that'll be nice. Woohoo! And also, too, the next Villa event is July 28th, all right? Saturday, 1-5 on Broad Street over there. So we're going to have the stage set up, because last time we didn't, but we're going to have the stage set up, you know. And go to the YouTube at Air It Out Radio in case y'all have not seen all the footage. Shout out to Dante Diesel. Shout out to Cheese.
shout out to Rooks. He does my pictures and everything. So shout out to all the people that had the cameras and everything. Please, if y'all do the video for this, can y'all please note it and title it with Air It Out Radio, please? Air It Out Radio. All right? Not just Zilla's. Air It Out Radio is my event. So at the end of the day, please put that in there. You know, show some love. All right? So appreciate that. And let me see. I had something else I wanted to tell y'all about. Lauren. All right, fuck it. Anyway, shout out to No Frills. He was there, too, showing some love. He let us take over his spot for, you know, the whole day or whatever the case is. So shout out to him. And shout out to Nyla Gold. She won the $500. She also won a couple other things, too. That ain't none of your business. And, no, I'm just kidding. But she won an interview with Star Draft Music. So he was there taking some interviews. So shout out to him, too. And, for those that's listening in for the first time, please make sure y'all press one. I know y'all new and y'all a little impatient and all that stuff, so hang tight. I'll be with you in a few, so, you know, don't get too impatient on me. All right, let me see. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Tonight's topic is bath salts. All right, what's your opinion on that? Not the bath salt that you take a bath with. It's some other shit that's going around. Everybody's turning people into zombies and whatnot. All right? And extra powers, like, you know, superheroes and whatnot. We got Lee Mazin coming up in a few, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 0677. You.
Yeah. What's good?
Who's this?
It's Fahim.
Fahim.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think I was ever going to get on this line. I know you busy
y'all,
and all that.
Y'all, this is first, this not your first time tuning in, is it?
Nah, second.
Baby, you should know. Like, you already know how Air It Out is. It's crazy, y'all.
Yeah, I'm mad I ain't make it to the joint either, man. I want to be there.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He's like, I don't know
what happened.
Yeah, good.
I got crazy
light. Don't even say no excuse, man. Yeah, don't even say no excuse. All right, so anyway, tonight's topic is about the bath salt situation. What's your opinion on that?
I think if that drug really start going around, like, we really got a Resident Evil problem on America's hands. For real.
Yeah.
I think if motherfuckers start getting their hands on that in the hood, like, niggas would be crazy because they trying anything nowadays.
Yeah. That is going to be nutty.
For real.
Yeah.
Yo, he ate 80% of the dude's face off.
Yeah. 80%. And the other dude just bit like a quarter of it, but I don't know if y'all check my Twitter or not, but I posted the picture up there of the other dude. The last dude that got messed up. So, you know, and he's living, so thank goodness for that. The other dude didn't make it. So, but anyway, alright. So, what's going on with you? What you got going on?
I just shot a video for that brotherly love. I've been on Twitter going crazy trying to promote that shit to like every star with a check on the back of his name.
Okay.
word up, real talk. But listen, that brotherly love, that's on Hell Survivor TV. That's going crazy. Shout out to my man Juggernaut and Jack D TV. Yeah, Juggernaut, wow. That's my man. Yeah. Juggernaut 215. That's my G right there. He doing videos and he rapping.
Okay. So,
shout out to him. Shout out to Gnome.
Oh, shout out to Gnome. What's good?
Yeah, that's my G right there. You know, I'm Shizzy and all them.
All right. Okay. So that's where you record at over there?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I had Philly and him and Don G.
I gotta go through there. I keep telling him I was going to come through there and check him out.
Yeah, he got a nice setup in there, man. They get it in over there.
Okay.
We just had AR Ab, a lot of underground artists coming through there doing their thing. Crazy.
Okay. Shout out to Joey too. So what you got going on music-wise? Like, I mean, you got any performances coming up, other things like that?
You know, we be feeding the needy. We be having little concerts where we feed the needy. People bring little canned goods out. I ain't even from Philly, but I respect the movement, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it's crazy. I just see the bums out on the corners and all that, and I be wanting to help them and shit.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, make sure y'all check that Brotherly Love video out, man. House Survivor TV. You can just probably pull up Fahim Brotherly Love,
Fahim. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I got something in here of yours. I think I do.
You got that Morning Rise.
Yeah, Morning Rise. Okay. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, so.
That's produced by Guala Music. Shout out to Guala.
You and me. All right, so what's your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
I'm on Twitter at Fahim_me. Fahem_me. We get it in. We definitely get it on. Crazy.
You get it in. Alright.
Yeah,
so we will get into that.
I'm trying to make it too.
Yeah, July 28th.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to be there, bring my camera crew and all that.
Yeah, bring your camera crew, all that. So, alright, well, we're going to get into this track. You want to introduce it, honey?
Yeah, this Morning Rise. Shout out to Guala again. He produced, he made the beat. Shout out to CFCF, man. Come home soon to all my niggas.
Alright, here it is.
Let's go.
Shit. I got this thing right here. One take. Uh-huh. Real rap. It's probably the realest shit I ever wrote. Fahim, me, it's all about me. I remember being broke. I was selling soap, cold showers in the dark. Winter with no coat, summer with no air. Life ain't fucking fair. Every time I needed help, ain't nobody fucking care. I weathered through the storm, I see clear and I ain't leaving. It's karma, everything happens for a reason. The drama left a lot of motherfuckers grieving. My mama, she taught me everything that I believe in. R.I.P. with no dad playing duck, duck, goose. Mama taught me second place is the first one to lose. I'm outside to check cashing like a pit on the loose. Eviction notice on my door, ain't have a pop to poop. I sold everything. I called a sting, I bought everything. Once I thought king, I got locked in the bank. It's crazy. By the grace of God, a nigga walked out of it. Facing 15 to 30 years, I should talk about it.
Trades up, baby.
Sully told me I'ma starve in the morning if I don't wake the fuck up.
Man, get up, nigga.
Right now. Plus that commissary was a must. Wifey all worried, so she sent that money. I don't miss jail, but I miss the law library. Cause damn, I miss that shit. I remember that shit like yesterday. Fuck jail. Listen, I paid attention in that class, and now I'm getting bread. Had a running with the cops, remember everything I read. Used it to my advantage, I took it and I ran with it. Now I'm doing damage, I don't know how I managed. Went from being broke since birth like I was cursed. I hit rock bottom like the core of the earth. I can't lie, this shit hurts. But I'm a man of my word, I never spit the cage to birds. I'm a G, I'm just way too intelligent. If it ain't about no money, it's irrelevant. And trust this, I get pussy, I ain't celibate. Another thing, I smoke weed, I ain't selling it. A real nigga to the death, you could bet on that. Roll the dice, that's my life, you just full of crap. And I don't gamble C-Lo, I'm getting C-notes. Before I let her blow on my dice, I'm getting deep throat. A wolf in sheep coat, early bird get the worm, that's the least of my concern. Cause
worry about it.
I'm thinking money to burn the day you niggas gon' learn that.
Kevin Hart voice.
When I roll up out the bed, first thing is getting bread. Let me get this money, baby. We gotta get that. Every day. Right now.
Let's go.
Look, it's all
all about that paper now, so let me break it down. Headed down the right path, a nigga caking now, with no dad playing duck, duck, goose. Mama taught me second place is the first one to lose. So with that said, let me regroup. Don't forget me, a regular nigga from the hood, and I'm making history. Middle East,
making that.
Fahim,
let's go.
Now let it go. Roll the shit I wrote, man. Shit. Leave it like that and let it go. All my storytelling shit. Gotta feel that shit. And I'ma let this shit go. Be out of here. On to the next.
Air It Out Radio is that your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all present once y'all want to talk to a bitch, okay? Give me your full Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to everybody that came on so far. Shout out to everybody that's still on the line. Let's see, make sure y'all have y'all butt at the next Air It Out Villa tour. All right, that's July the 28th. All right, 15 on Broad Street down there. We had one of ours down there before, so I think it was like the second one or whatever, give or take or whatever cases. But we had it there. It was crazy packed as well. This time we're gonna bring the stage out. I'm requesting the stage. I requested it before, but it was a little miscommunication. But this time we're definitely gonna have it. We're definitely gonna bring my Ike Turner out and make sure it gets done. Alright, so shout out to Villa. Shout out to Sam Juice. The juice was popping. Like, I don't know what y'all favorite is, but my favorite is the iced tea, the half and half. Everybody keeps talking about the mango, but I prefer the iced tea. Dang it. And the fruit punch is really, really sugary. So, and really sweet, and having me jumping around like a little kid. So, but I really, really like the iced tea, half and half. My daughter likes the half and half too. So, hopefully we can give Sam come back out again. And if y'all have not ever had any, hopefully we'll get y'all a bottle. They had the bottled water out there too. So shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that won gift certificates to go to City Line Avenue to eat good. You know, so shout out to them. Complimentary from Air It Out Radio, of course. How about that? All right, so like I said, we on Mondays 10 to 1. I'm at Chick Fire. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more for those that's tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio, or Facebook, Air It Out Radio as well. And y'all want to send some tracks in, make sure y'all send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com and see what's going on. Over there, send me some drops, some whatever. If y'all want to get an interview and all that good stuff, that's fine too. So we're going to keep it moving. All right, so I think my guest is here. Let me see. Yeah, that's her. That's her. So we got Miss Lee Mazin on the line.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm well. So, from Philly, right?
Yeah.
Hello? Yes. You straight out of Philly, right?
Yeah, South Philly to be exact.
South Philly. Okay. How long you been an artist and everything?
I'm sorry?
How long you been an artist?
I've been doing music for about a year and a half now.
Okay. I know I was watching some of your clips. I was like, yo, she's so cute and she going hard, like, you know, going in. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Thank you.
And you was going to come up and everything, like, wow. You ain't missed nothing.
Love you,
get it. That's right. Is there anything that you haven't done yet that you you want to do?
I mean, everything. I'm just getting fired up. So there's a lot of things that I want to accomplish that I haven't accomplished yet.
Wow. Okay. Have you been outside, like, into New York yet? Have you been hitting up that area yet?
Oh, yes. I had a couple meetings in New York, a couple sit-downs. I actually just got in contact with some people to do some shows out there for the summer.
Okay. All right. Have you heard of A.B. the General? She do a lot of stuff out there, too.
A.B. the General?
Yeah. I have to connect you with her, y'all, because, you know, she do a lot of stuff out there, too. So, you know.
But yeah. All right, so what's going on with Lee Mason? Like, how'd you come up with the name, first of all? Break that down.
I came up with the name, I was actually in college. I was in college, and I got about 6 messages. This one, Facebook, was popping. And I got, like, 6 messages in a row from people, and they was all saying something about Amazing. So I ran with the Mr. Amazing thing at first, and then the Lee Amazing just came from that.
Okay. All right, so as far as being a female in this game and everything, like, what would you say is the most difficult part of being a female in this game?
I mean, as a female, you automatically get doubted by a lot of people, especially males. So it's just, you got to prove yourself. You got to earn your respect, earn your stance. That's basically it. You always going to get overlooked when you're a female, especially in the male predominant lane or sport, as you want to say.
Right. Right. So what's your opinion on Nikki? You think she's going to stay in the game long?
I'm a fan of Nikki. I like Nikki. I respect her.
I think she
made her mark. So I don't think she's going nowhere no time soon.
Do you think that, you know, because a lot of people feel like she's selling out because she's kind of going commercial with the whole, you know, club and, you know, pop. What's your opinion on that? Do you think, would you be able to go in, would you be willing to go into the whole pop and commercial aspect?
I mean, that's where the money is, so I don't knock her. That's where the money is nowadays. She's just expanding her horizons, that's all.
There you go. Exactly. That Pepsi commercial looking real good, too. ain't too many females doing that. I think she's probably the only... Isn't she the only female that's done that so far? That one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Nikki did a lot of things and was the first female to do it, so you can't do nothing but respect
this. Yeah. That's definitely true. That's definitely true. So what's up with the mixtape?
The mixtape will be dropping next month. I do not have an exact date yet, but definitely dropping it sometime next month.
Okay. What makes this one so different from the rest of the ones that you've done so far?
Well, I actually only did one mixtape. My first mixtape dropped on Black Friday. And this one, you know, the progress. I learned a lot more since then. I got some better features on there, some of Philly's own, Philly's hottest. I got Freeway on there, Young
Wow.
Kids.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be linking up with Meek actually soon, so, you know, I'm just working. It's more work, progression. So it's definitely something to look forward to. And I did a lot of stuff that people was doubting me. You know, I changed it up a little bit.
Who was he doubting you on?
I can't make no songs, all types of stuff.
Wow.
So, a little something for them.
Right. Do you consider yourself hardcore? Or, like, what lane would you put yourself in?
I never was a fan of the whole lane thing because I think music is just a way of people expressing themselves. But I was never hardcore. I was never into the, you know, stuff a lot of hardcore rappers talk about. I just talk on stuff that I experienced, whether it was
right.
stuff I went through growing up or stuff we go through as females, and, you know, just regular stuff that people want to dance to. So I'm real versatile, so I would never put myself in one lane.
Okay. So who would you rather, are you trying to stay indie or are you trying to get a deal? Because some people are trying to stay in the indie, you know, situation. They feel like that's better for them. Which route you trying to go?
I can't speak on it until someone was, you know, presented to me. And
right.
I'm just trying to win. Whatever, the best situation that comes at hand, just go from there.
Okay. What about The Rock or Rick Ross? Who you go with?
Rock or Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Both situations. I mean, I would take either one. They both lovely situations.
Right. Okay.
I would have to be in at the different.
I know that's right.
All right, so what's your opinion on the fact about, like, most Philly rappers, they say that, you know, they can't go nowhere because of, you know, they still in that same lane. Like, what's your opinion on that?
I agree, but I disagree. There's a lot of talent in Philly. There's a whole lot of talent in Philly. It's just, you know, and the support level to me has raised. But they say Philly has a set music tone. But, you know, everybody different, got to showcase their skills differently. It's all about how you go about it and people you're around at the school you a little bit better.
That's true. That's true. So I always ask you this. You know, what's the craziest thing you've ever wrote on? You know, some people write on toilet paper in time of need, in this case they don't have no pen in the pad. What's the craziest thing you've ever wrote on?
I worked in an airport, and I wrote on receipt paper.
Okay.
I wrote on receipt paper.
Now, was it an important receipt, or you just was it some random shit?
You said, was it an important receipt?
Yeah, was it an important receipt or?
No, I was a cashier, so I was just using all the. I actually got in trouble because I was using all the paper that they used to print out people's receipts. And I mean, I was going, like, just writing.
But you were snatching the stuff. You were snatching the stuff out of the register at that time.
Out of the machine. Yep. I was snatching paper out of the machine.
Yeah, I see why you got in trouble. That's crazy. You probably was all on camera and everything.
Yep, I got in trouble for it.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, what's the craziest job you've ever had? What's the job you regret the most?
Craziest job. I didn't have too many. I don't think I had no crazy jobs.
You had all the hookups?
Yeah, I had some nice jobs, especially for me to be that young. My first job, I was 14. I got it with my aunt. She worked at a hair salon. I don't think I had no crazy jobs, though.
Oh, you're lucky. See, mine was like McDonald's.
I was about to say McDonald's because I had a crazy manager. And that's what drove me from ever working at fast food again.
Yeah, fast food is not for me. I like to eat it, but that's about it. Like, I can't do it. I think I worked 2 weeks and I was ready to quit.
Oh, yeah. It'll do that to you.
Yeah, all that standing up and people picky, no onions on it. No. You get what I give you. I'm giving you a regular hamburger. You're going to take everything off, whatever you want to take off. So, all right. So, what else you got going on as far as the mixtape? You got anything else going on?
I'm dropping one of my next singles, the top of this week. You can look forward to hearing that on Power 99 and 107.9. I'm putting together a tour for when school start back up, a high school tour and a college tour.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to do the clothing line thing. I got a lot of stuff in store. I'm trying to touch every base. I'm getting into the whole acting role, so a little bit of everything. I got a lot of surprises for y'all.
Yeah, I can see you doing the acting thing. That would be a real good move. Okay. So I asked, you know, Nala Gould earlier, you know, what was her misconception about, like, what people thought about her that was a misconception? What's the misconception about Lee Mazin?
Misconception. I mean, people always going to have different opinions, but, I know when I first started spitting, the first thing I was ever seen on rapping was a cypher.
Okay. Is that the one with the short hair? When you had the short hair?
No, I never had short hair.
It was like little curls. I don't know. It was like a really, really short haircut. Not short, but.
No, you mistaken me. You must be mistaken. I never, ever had short hair.
I have to see the clip again to see if that was you or not, but it's definitely me on there. Maybe it was somebody else with the same name.
Yeah, it had to be somebody else. I never had short hair.
Okay. All right. So, what was in the video? What was going on? The misconception.
I was just being as though that was my first cipher. You know, I spit a lot of sexual content on there, so that was a misconception right there.
That you're just more sexual than about your lyrics, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think females, you know, get that a lot, like Little Kim or whatever the case is?
Yeah, but, yeah, I know they gonna put you, when they talking females, they put you, they automatically gonna compare you to another female that was in the game prior to you, so. A lot of people, they say, oh, she's a Kim rapper. Not me in particular, I'm talking when they talk about females. She's a Kim rapper, or she's Nicki, or she's Lauryn Hill. Instead
right.
of just labeling them as their own individual artist.
Right. Okay. So, being in this game or whatever, you know, a lot of people have beefs or whatever. Do you have any drama, any beefs going on?
No, no beefs at all. I support everybody, especially the females.
That's good, because that's very rare that, you know. But I seem like, it seems like everybody's trying to keep the peace, which is good at the end of the day. So that's a good look. So you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, where they can reach you?
Facebook is Lee Space Mazin. Twitter, at Lee Mazin, straight through. No G, no nothing. YouTube, Lee Mazin. Reverb Nation, Lee Mazin. Everything Lee Mazin. Anything you can think of, just type in Lee Mazin. I'm sure it's going to pop up. Google, Yahoo, AOL, whatever you want to try. Just type in Lee Mazin and you'll get some type of feedback from it.
Okay. All right, well,
and
I definitely appreciate. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The mixtape will be dropping next month, so be on the lookout for that. The first mixtape is on deadpiff.com. I was just featured in a magazine today, actually. It's on AOL.com. If you go to the music section, it's right there.
Okay, that's a nice gig. You're really doing your thing, though. You're really doing your thing.
Boombox.com. So,
okay.
That's about it.
Well, shout out to you. Shout out to you. Shout out to your management, too. You know, they was on their grind. So, shout out to them.
Thank you. Shout out to you, everybody listening.
Yeah, they definitely was supporting you, too. I was checking the Twitter feed, so they definitely supporting you. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through and taking out some time to come through.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're always welcome. All right, babe. Thanks for calling up.
No problem.
Okay. All right, y'all. So, anyway, you know what? Hold on. Okay, all right, never mind. Alright, so let's get into our track. I think I didn't have it in here, but I do have it in here. So we're gonna get into Lee Mazin. This is Looking Good. So shout out to her. Make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook and Twitter, alright?
Bub, I think we got one. He said he loved the way I walk. Then he whispered in my ear. Told me, girl, that thing look tight and I can't do nothing but stare. Said he loved the way I walk. Then he whispered in my ear. Told me, girl, that body tight and I can't do nothing but stare. He said I'm bad looking good. He want me to his stuff. He said I'm bad. Take him.
gotta say bye-bye. And every time he used to send me roses, little love notes to get me closer. I know if I do it, I'm supposed to. Choices that I made, so I chose to fade away, yeah, yeah.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all still want to talk. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Shout out to Lee Mason. Shout out to Nala Gold. If y'all want to send me some beats, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. If y'all want to send me some drops, after y'all, or while y'all in the studio, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you do not forget the ITST. It's very important, right? Also, too, the next event is July the 28th. Air It Out Radio Villa Tour continues. Listen, make sure y'all hit up the YouTube, too, and check out the Air It Out clips that's already in there. All of them are not in there, I'm telling y'all right now. Even from the last one, it's hard to get everybody's stuff together, so... And I still have to download stuff, so please forgive me. Anyway, if y'all do have any footage, please attention it to me on Twitter or Facebook somewhere, right, so I can get that going. I really like to see all that footage, and I can help y'all out with the, you know, the updates and stuff and the, you know, the clicks. So I'll definitely promote on my end, so just send them to me, all right? And if y'all can, please title that shit Air It Out Radio. Please Air It Out Villa Tour. At the end of the day, so we can keep that in rotation. Shout out to Sherry Gold. Sherry. Oh, my God. Sherry Gold. Nala Gold must be on my... Shout out to Sherry. That was my DJ. Make sure y'all show her some love on Twitter. And DJ Faraway. Please, Don Pete Soul. No Frills. Cam. Cam Juice Fridays. They'll be giving out some free juice for y'all. And, of course, Villa. All right? Make sure y'all shout him out. And shout out to everybody that came through on the line so far. All right, I love y'all to death, man. It feels really, really good to be back. I'm going to really tell y'all that. I feel really, really at home with Air It Out Radio. So, y'all my baby. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it is what it is. Shout out to Philly Swain. He came through. I really didn't get a chance to chill with him like I really, really wanted to. But shout out to him. All right? And I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. All right, I hope y'all can come check out the meet and greet. Some food, drinks, some place of space, a pity cat. Look, have y'all played pity cat? It's been a while, right? I know. I will whoop y'all ass with pity cat. All right, put your money the fuck up. Don't come there without no fucking money. I'm telling you right now, all right? Two rooms is going down, food, drinks, all that stuff. We're gonna have some fun. I get to finally meet y'all, chill with y'all, talk some shit, get to know y'all for real, for real. All right, without any work. Being in the process. Okay, so hope y'all can attend that. I'll let y'all know more details. Pay attention to the Facebook and Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Alright, I'm gonna hit the lines up because y'all always come at the last minute trying to squeeze the hell in. But it's the same people that, you know, had left the building and then they came back again. So let's see. Alright, let's get to my 64:28. Whoa. Let's go back. You might have to take me off speaker. Okay, I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe it's the process here. Hold on a second. Let's go to another caller. Maybe it's just
this line. Hello? Huh. That's so weird. I've never heard that shit before. All right, let's see if we go to another caller and see what's happening. 9888. That's you. You. Air Dot Radio. Y'all slipping. This is where people slip over you.
Oh, hello.
Hello? Look, someone said that. He's like, hello, hello.
Hello. My name is Hello. What is your name?
My name is Hello. My name is Sciatic. What's good?
I already got it.
All right.
Okay. That was the other hello.
There's
two of them.
No way.
I don't know
so
what the hell happened. I don't know how to work this phone, apparently. You said that I had two callers. I don't even have my shit submitted. I'm working on it. Oh, see? Look at me dropping S-bombs.
No,
oh,
cool.
Obama would be upset.
Here.
You hear that?
We
I'm dropping
cuss
S-bombs.
On here.
Oh, I can't cuss on the air?
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to say Obama's turning off the internet. I get it now. He's not. P.S. for all the listeners.
No way.
I got in trouble last time. You weren't even allowed to follow me on Twitter. I was like, what the hell?
Who are you talking
crazy
to?
Shit. Huh?
Who are you talking about? I have no idea. You lost me.
I said that last time
bad
I was
thought.
On the air. I'm
that
local,
bad
man.
That's that bad salt.
Take no bad salt. No, I have not eaten a face in a long time, okay?
I can imagine.
And I will be not judged for my previous problems, okay?
Okay, there you go. So local man is on the phone right now.
Apparently.
So what's going on? Yeah, apparently. It's been a minute because I've been
you
on,
wanna
you
know what's going
on?
You want to know
what's
going on?
Come on, get with it. You know you got people on the line waiting. You playing over here.
You want me to hold on? You got people yelling at you?
Yeah, I'm yelling at you.
Oh, shit, you told me to hold on. I was holding on.
No, you know what?
Man, you got to be careful with that hold on is what you need to do.
Get off the bad salt. No, I'm just fucking with you.
You're trying to get me to rap is what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah, all right. Switch to 16 because I know you want music or no music because I know you wanted to go in. So let's all right,
I got a big dream. I'm spitting 16 like I give a shit. Everything I do, it's clean. So everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wish that I was friggin' Spike Lee. But I give a shit about anyone that ain't got my dream. Cause I'm like Martin Luther King. I'm wishing that the white and the black and the green could be all smoking a little bit of this shit, please. I don't even care what they're thinking of me. Because all I'm thinking is, please, could we do it? Yes, we all are the same. Like I give a shit if they wanna exchange names. I don't even care cause I am local Maine. And I remain the same until the day that they all wanna make me change. Like I give a shit cause I stay in the same lane. They calling me strange but I ain't that way. So I really give a fuck what they say change isn't what they say it is. So I make them change like I change the game. I don't even care if they stay in the same lane. They just wishing that they could maintain. But they ain't even close to loco man. So I'm just like waving goodbye hello today. Wishing
okay.
that they could say what I say. But they ain't even close. Wait. Okay.
All right, you lucky I ain't had my, you know, it's officially over, you know, dropping in.
Oh, you need to get that slap so you can slap.
I know, I
got to
get my slack back in. I know, it's coming.
Get
next
that
week
slap
I
back
all,
in. That was a big thing.
Yeah, right?
I like them slaps. I was
going
to send you
it's
a track,
down.
But I didn't get a chance to.
It's okay. Next week it goes down. It goes down. Let me see if I got something in here, yours.
Do you have? Do you have my old show?
I think I got one track of yours in here.
What you got?
This weekend.
Be sweet.
Nope.
You just deleted my track, huh?
I deleted a lot of people's stuff. Like, my player was acting crazy.
But I'm not a lot of people, though, right? Just
because
I don't talk about
those.
All the people that I used to F with, right? Just because I'm not one of those guys that gets on, I'm like, hey, I used to F with Def Jam. Hey, I talked to Jay-Z's manager. Hey, I used to talk to Eminem. Hey, I used to talk to Lil Wayne. Hey, it's just because
uh-huh.
I don't say those things doesn't mean that that's not true. It doesn't mean it is
yeah.
true. But I don't release
okay.
confidential information. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, hey, shit happens.
Hey.
But anyway, give them your Facebook and Twitter so they can reach you. They want to
okay.
collab or they want to talk shit with you, whatever the case is.
I don't do Facebook anymore because Facebook is for lames. So I hope that everybody that's listening can hear that. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Uh-huh.
I don't make things up. Facebook is for lames. If you do Twitter, that's okay.
Hey,
you can follow me.
Hey, slow down, Shorty. Slow down. What? Did you say Facebook is for lames? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do that from now on. Hey, he married an Asian. He married an Asian. Their stock went down 5 points, okay? I don't trust it anymore. Seems dangerous, okay?
Oh, my God. All right, so give him your Twitter.
All right. My Twitter is it's actually Twitter, but you can't say that.
The ghetto Twitter version.
It's is at, it's the at sign, man, M-A-N, underscore, loco. It's at man loco. Follow me. Follow at air it out fan page. Follow at air it out radio. If you don't listen to air it out radio, then I don't know how you're listening to it right now. That'd be confusing. Secondarily,
yeah,
I wish you had a freaking song, but my freaking internet won't work, so I guess that's just what it's going to be.
Well, I'm freaking sorry that I don't have you freaking...
Yeah, it's not my fault. Yeah, you're sorry you deleted my songs, right? You
I'm
wish you
sorry,
had your flat
I had to delete,
I'll flat myself.
I had to delete a lot of people, or I wasn't going to be able to rock it out the night. That's what it's going down.
My manager
right?
tells you a bunch of BS about me, and you delete my twin. I deleted my manager.
Who's your manager?
He ain't my manager, and I don't worry about it.
I don't even know who
that's
the hell
just
he
like
is,
me
so.
Telling you about how I used to talk to all these people. You know what I mean? Like, what's that worth? You know?
Okay,
like, that's like me
know.
Bragging about where I used to be. F that, man. I do my own
there
thing.
You go.
I don't
all
need
right,
nobody
well,
to manage me.
There you go. Exactly.
Loco, man.
All right, babe. Well, we're going to keep
I love
it
you.
Moving. I
do you want to go on a date when I come to Philly?
Sure. If you're treated,
yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, it's happening. We're doing it.
I ain't passing down no free males, so hook it up.
Right, I don't have any other females with me. It'll just be me and you. It'll be me and
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, that would be so disrespectful.
I wouldn't bring another girl to a date unless you wanted me
yeah,
to.
Yeah, why
let me
you?
Know.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right.
Nice
talking
to
you.
All right, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Mike Zhao, I don't know what happened with the phone situation. We're going to come back to you and, you know, see what happened. All right, we're going to go to 8572. You.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, first of all, let me explain to you, Missy.
You have your hair.
You know what? First of all, you are not pressing. Listen, you ain't even pressing one. So you need to stop pressing one. You up there doing all that huffing and puffing. Ain't even pressing one.
My cousin was doing it. I was waiting for you. You didn't even answer me.
Okay, listen. I love fire. I understand. You know what? You had just came back on. I'm like, because I seen you jump off and then you came back on.
Look,
how you gonna let somebody in the background cuss me out, man?
No, she's not cussing it up.
Nah, I'm joking. Right? Look, it's all. I gotta get cussed out, mandatory. I'm just joking. I'm saying like it's mandatory. You get that like at least two times out of the show, then it's only right, you know. All right, so.
Oh my God, a lot of people.
Yes, it was a lot of people going out. But I mean, shout out to you. You did the thing at the cypher. You know what I mean?
I didn't even see my footage or whatever. I heard me on I heard me on a few of them, but I couldn't
yeah.
see.
See, that's that cricket. That cricket the door to you all the time. No, I'm just kidding. No, she like, damn, how she know? How she know? Huh?
I don't think the camera was cricket.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm talking about the camera. Yeah.
Oh, the camera was cricket? Oh,
no, I saw that date, though.
Oh, okay. So, listen, I got to talk to you about the topic really, really quick. It's about bath salt. Like, have you heard about a dude biting his face off and all that shit?
No, I actually just heard it from, you know, listening to your show.
Really? Where you been at?
Really? Well, you know, the news and me don't get along too much. So, I try to stay away from it as much as possible. But,
right.
You know, it's like, it's not in the hood either because I'm in the streets like crazy. So I'm a little thankful for that.
So as soon as it comes to the hood, y'all gonna know all about it.
No, but I'm saying, like, hopefully, you know, the hood can look at it as, you know, something to not look at, to do. You know what I mean? We growing up in our own little ways, so we not as dumb and retarded no matter how much we struggle and, you know what I mean, go through the strife and grief, you feel me? So all of us are going to jump into that because they doing it.
I hope they don't, because if they see how serious that stuff is, if it's making you do that, you shouldn't want to do it at all.
Right,
like, that's crazy.
If it's already sucking your face up and shit, I mean, like, I think we smart enough for that now. I think we a little grown up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. Can't have it in the hood, man. Can't have it in the hood. For real. This is crazy already. Yeah.
Right. We got our own crazy type stuff. That's the stuff you don't do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's the shit you don't do.
Because we got our own ways of acting retarded and out of pocket. That's just not that.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Okay, so what's going on with Meek from 4060?
Well, as a baby, everybody know as a baby.
You got that newbie. You got that newbie. Yo, that's my shit.
Yeah.
I need that. Quick.
I mean, like, I got to get it the MP3 style and stuff. I don't have that one MP3 because I wasn't going to drop that until I was ready for all my original songs on one CD.
Oh, you just need to convert it? That shouldn't be no problem.
Oh, well, then I can just send it to you. I can email you the song and stuff, and you can do your thing because you find it.
Yeah, send it. Yeah, send it. Look, you send it to me, and I'll try to convert it for you, and then I'll give it to you with the MP3. There you go. Boom. Undo.
I love.
I'll do that for everybody, so don't get no ideas, people.
No,
and everybody be like, fire. Yeah, fire, can you do mine? No. No. Exactly. So, all right, so you got any other shows and stuff coming up? Because I know you be all over the place.
I know. I'm thankful for it because it's like once I started coming out, it's, you know, the opportunity just been coming. So I'm not really complaining about it. It's just like, you know, I just need to catch up with myself. You know what I mean? And I'm in that type of phase right now. So as far as, like, shows and stuff, I know I have something to do with mistaking those things. Because I've been dealing with Music County Group, and, you know, they deal with the Art Garage and me traveling, Virginia and, you know, New York, all those type places. I just dropped on Breaking News that the franchise CD, Cosmic Cut, posted that. He showed me Mad Love. I'm a little proud of that.
That's a big look. That's a good look.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good look, especially for me, because, you know, I'm new to this, I'm all right with it. See, that's why people can't, like, hurt my feelings about that, because I'm okay with being a newbie, and I'm okay with acting spoiled and being the babe, because that's who the hell I am. You know what I'm saying? So that don't bother me. And I was a little nervous with, like, dealing with Cosmic Cat, but people was like, no, you know, I can handle all that and all that, because I was trying to, money, you got to do this, you got to do that, they want to, you know. And he do none of that to me, like. So shout out, you know what I mean, to Cosmic Cuz, like, you know what I mean, hip hop was like, nah, because I had to learn for myself that everything I've been hearing, you know what I mean, don't even mean to me. Even though that's my attitude, I didn't know what somebody said maybe like Cosmic Cuz. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially since I didn't drop a CD yet. So it's kind of like,
exactly.
You know, yeah, they lied on the man, like, he's not like that with everybody. So I
think
the bars you have to speak for yourself. Like,
I think he's real, like, you know, he's hesitant to really. No, you know what, he does get that bad rap, but I think he's real hesitant to deal with people because he know people are shady and trying to mess him up. So he's just trying to just help for people, you know? So stop because he actually did a party for me, like, years ago. He came down to Jersey, so stop because. You know, this one he wasn't on 99, so I could got him for dirt cheap. But
that's love.
Yeah, exactly. So I know we got a track in here. I told you I got one track. I didn't load everything up.
Because
you had
all
know,
the stuff.
I was trying to look
what.
I know. I was like, okay.
I got burns. Like, they swear I got burns, and that's crazy. Just because I'm trying to take my time with it. I'm doing this for my brother, so I'm going to take my time with it. I'm not in no big rush. I'm not trying to, and I'm not fucking to get what I'm going to get because I'm going to do it, you know what I'm saying, for my man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a process, but I do got burns. I just want the extra outlet that I need, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
Are you a Nicki fan?
Hell no.
No, you don't like Nicki? What's wrong with Nicki? Like, come on, man. Come on. You want to represent for females. What's going on? No? You can pass? Aw, man. Girl power. No,
it's not even about, I mean, as far as a woman, all right, salute. You know what I mean? As far
right.
as open the door, major salute. You know what I mean? As far as like an artist or being a singer, hell no. There was what? No.
What part of it that you don't like about her? What part is it that you don't like?
I'm trying, it's like, you said what part, and I got like so many. So I was going to give you the main one first. That's why I had the phone.
Okay.
You know, I'm really see you right now, even though you're on the phone, you know what I mean? Yeah, look, the main part that I hate about her is the fact that she makes it seem as though she don't know about the whole world that she came from. You understand what I'm saying? It's like she's giving these kids, especially the little girls, some type of, you know, delusional aspect of life when it comes to being okay, goofy and weird and, you know, like her whole demeanor when it comes to that type of female is the type of bitches I don't like, period. You know what I'm saying? I will respect
right.
them. I don't like, you know, talk about them unless it's something to talk about or being approached about a situation. But as far as like fucking with them, I don't fuck with booze.
So you mean the whole Barbie thing? Is that what
it is?
The Barbie thing?
I'm too real for that. I mean, like, I understand, you know, I like to look good. Like, everybody that know me, whatever me it is, the Tamika Porter, the Me 46 Street, the Pretty Baby, the Big Sister, the Sweet Wife, whatever bitch I am at that moment, everybody knows all my bitches look good. So therefore, it's not about not being okay with looking good and confident within yourself. It's about looking down on those that can't get those buttons. Like, she makes a statement like, you know, bums are kissing me, all that. Listen, these bums be the ones that are knocking nigga out when she smashing you upside the motherfucking head. You get what I'm saying? They be the ones that is doing up and down her. You know what I mean? But we'll be watching you go down that dark street, making sure you open your door and you get in your house safe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People forget about that. And I'm sure she didn't come from no, like, type of atmosphere where so everything was sad to her. So I don't think, like, to look down on the girls is, like, something to do. Especially
right.
when you all made up. Like, you ain't even...
She going in.
You're not that bitch for real, because like what's the real shit is me and you had 20% of the money that Nicki made right now, right? We looking way stardom like a mug. You get what I'm saying? So it's not even about the money or what it can make you look like. It's about what you leaving after you die. Like, what's the type of message that you leaving? I'm so glad that my daughter's old enough, because if she was old, one of those 4 or 5 year olds that just recite Nicki James and think that's something to believe in, I would be sick to my stomach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay.
Right.
This is a rap. This is what you do. But not make these kids that look up to you think this is your way of life.
Do you think maybe she acting like that because she is kind of like young-minded, because she don't have no kids and maybe no real responsibility
but see, I
or whatever.
She do have a son. I was told on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I was told
really?
On the mixtape that the bitch got a son that she gave away when she was a young boy. So that's enough. Of course, I got major jewels, you know, but the main one,
oh,
I guess.
Wow.
I was told, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a lot of young boys that be around me, so I know. The information is coming from people that's actually paying her attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she had a son,
She ain't take care of him, she gave him away. She wrote a song for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? As a mother, I don't even respect that. And yeah, I know you're not supposed to say you got kids if you wouldn't want to make it, and you can't say this, that, and third, or you ain't supposed to be doing this. Man, I ain't trying to hear all that.
No, I think people respect you more when you got kids, though, like, especially in the
whole
game.
How you going to say, like, how you going to write a song and then deny them after album? Like, you got your money now. Like, you got your fan base. You even doing it the smart way. You tagging every category in this music area. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this
boy
is like, when you going to, hold up, you don't got time for Bunsby typing you, and you all Barbie, you all dolls are fucked up, and you ain't going to see what your young boy doing, or you not giving
right.
no type of, like, no look when your young boy, like, what really matters to you?
Me just go ahead, look, I done touched the nerve, look.
I don't touch the nerve. Or the social, what you call them, the child support check, and spending
you know
on their niggas or on their styles, getting their weed done and sitting there see a Barbie for the week. Get the fuck out of here, man.
I don't like it.
I hope you got some New York listeners for these baby stuff.
You can cuss on here, but listen.
Okay.
You
in there? You don't like fucking Nicki Minaj at all. Give me the Weezy and I'll trash it any day. We can have a
Whoa.
Second camera. I don't care.
Whoa.
I don't care.
Wow.
You can do that. Throw that. I'm not looking.
Meek is going in.
No, I'm not. I don't rap about freaking. I don't rap about how big and the dick go in my mouth. I don't. You know what I mean? So therefore, yeah.
Right.
All I need is somebody like a Weezy that can hear my talents and see that I got potential to be, you know what I'm saying? And we just go face to face. Being
I'm not
son is in love with him. I can put that in the mouth because my son in love with her. I feel some type of way about that. This
you
is
know
my
what?
Son
Look,
her.
She can go older than us. Hey, you go older than all night. Listen, I got to get to this. I gotta get to your track. I know it's my fault. No, we gonna get into your track, Hustle, and I'm gonna load the rest of them up tonight or tomorrow morning or whatever the case is, and we'll be ready for you whenever you decide to call up again.
Oh, you like that song?
That was the one I just loaded up. That was the only one I loaded up. So
Oh,
that's the one
wow.
I gotta go with for tonight. I mean, it's up to you.
I
don't have to play it. It's up to you.
I mean, no, that's fine. I forgot I sent that one to you. That's with Africans and Jamaicans.
Okay.
I know you know that, but see, they love me too.
All right, you're silly. Give them your Facebook and Twitter real quick, or your Twitter.
All right. Well, me 4060/Big Sister on Facebook. I'm kind of like. Going limited on that now, so I got a Tamika 463 Roman Neural Porter on Facebook as well. My Twitter is FeastWife 46. my Reverb Nation is Meek 463. My email is dastreepswife@gmail.com.
We're going to get into that track.
June 20th, first day of summer, I will be dropping my first official mixtape. Yay, for me.
I did it. Meek, baby.
The greatest rapper is not a rap star. Stand Air.Radio is catching fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. We're going to keep it moving because I know we got like two more callers left. I'm trying to squeeze them in. I'm going to go back to my 6428. Good.
Fire, what's going on with you?
What's going on? Introduce yourself, everybody. I'm good.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, man. I did some dumb thing with this phone right here, man. That was my apologies. My bad, for sure.
It's cool. We good now. So let everybody know who you are.
I go by the name of Mike Fowl, man, straight out of the bottom of West Philadelphia.
The bottom?
Oh, you had to say it like
that. Nah, they don't say it like that. I just thought they would say it like that. The bottom. Listen, I'm in the bottom now, so I can't say nothing. I'm at the bottom.
No, we're a little bit more sophisticated now. You know what I mean? So we just say the bottom. Everybody should know, you know what I mean, what's going on with us and what we stand for and where we at with it. So we just say the bottom.
Okay. All right, so definitely appreciate you coming out to the Air Out of the Woods, and you know what I mean, showing some love.
Right. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for lining that whole situation up. It's us underground artists. It takes we're not able to showcase our talent as much as we really need to, being as though we are just that underground artists. So you doing that and leading the way, basically, so we can network with each other. And show our talent to different people that may be in the building, whomever. It's love. It's love. From the bottom of my heart, anyway. It's love,
yeah.
And I appreciate it. Appreciate you.
It's definitely a networking thing. If y'all touch a networking on, it's definitely a place to be.
Right. Yeah, I network with a couple dudes, man. A couple dudes showed me love. I showed a couple dudes love. I like to see the unhitting talent that Philadelphia has. And, it was cool. It was cool to bust it up with dudes and interact and, just dialogue on Philly's music.
Exactly. All right, so we ain't going to play around too much because I want to get into your track and I want to get into this other caller. So I know I'm going
to come back to you.
That's what I need you to do. I need you to play that track. All right, so give me your info real quick so we can get into that joint.
You can get with me on Twitter, man, at Mike Fowl. MikeThou. I'm on Instagram, the same thing, Mike Fowl. And, if you can't find me, come to 41st in Paris, I'll be on there. Somebody can contact me, and we can go ahead and make it happen, man. I ain't Hollywood. I ain't too cool. I speak to everybody. I get along with everybody. I'm good money, man. So, get with me, man.
He said, get with me, man.
Let's play this good record.
Hold up. You're going to kill me. I don't even see it in here. No.
You ain't doing like that,
Oh, my God. I know, right? All this time. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
You ain't doing me like that, fine.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I swore I loaded it up because yours was in there with it. Oh, my God. You're still going to kill me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not in there. Oh, my God. Anyway, you had a track on me for next week. I'm so sorry, babe. All
right, no problem.
I feel
so bad.
So anyway, all right, so you got a track on me for next week. So whatever.
Oh, yeah,
how many.
Sure.
All right, we got it on. All right, so hit him up on Twitter, whatever, and we'll go from there. I'm going to get to my last caller and keep it moving. All right, babe?
All right. Good looking, Fire. I appreciate it.
I got you next week.
No problem.
All right, Air Out Radio, who's this? 5135.
This is Willie Vig. I guess I'm going to be the Minute Man.
Willie, oh my God, baby, I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
I toward the end. Next week, I got you. Don't even worry about it. I got you next
You got
week.
Me this time. You got me a minute more than enough time to get done what I need done, because I'm a fast talker, smooth operator.
You probably ain't going to have a lot of time, but listen. Hit him up on Twitter, Will
25, WILL 25.
All right, babe. So listen, I got to cut him off. Air Out Radio, it's actually fire. I'm so sorry, Will, I had to hurt you already.
hit them up on Twitter and all that good stuff. Catch me on Mondays, 10 to 1, all that good stuff. AirItOutRadio.net. I love y'all to death. It was a great show. Shout out to all my AirItOuters. I love y'all. Mwah.